People to say no to me. Terry Alderton, pleasure to talk to you, former EastEnders star and a comedian, of course, a very, very funny man. Really appreciate you joining us. I'll tell you who else is funny. He's just turned up with the most amazing tan.
Yeah.
Mr. John Holmes is back in the building, people.
I'm in the house. Is that what they're saying? I am here. That's true. That much I can confirm.
That's probably
I am here.
The only factual statement you've ever made.
Yes, and it's not even a house.
You've brought your hipsters with you as well. I noticed that the control room is now full of hipster type people.
Yes,
again.
Yes, again. I know. They one of them's a goth, and one of them's a sort of a weird.
Where did you find them?
Oh, I don't know. They're just.
There's some sort of halfway house down the road.
It's a kind of. It's sort of exactly like that. It's sort of a drop. It's just like a drop-in centre for producers who don't know what they're doing. That's kind of how I look at it.
They all look like they're living on sleeping bags underneath Waterloo Bridge.
Well, Dave just sleeps in his own beard.
That's just... pretty fair. There's a lot of comfort in there.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't that bother the birds that are nesting there?
It bothers the students that sometimes live in there with him. But
they're not even up
that's
yet.
That's a story you don't even want to know.
They're
about.
Not up yet. So where have you been, Mr. Holmes, if you're allowed to tell us?
Well, you know, I've been doing my other job, which is, of course, as a mercenary.
It's amazing that anyone's
down
you to do anything, let alone two jobs.
Rogue dictators in small African countries.
Oh, well,
so I've had to do that for a week.
Have you been with Mark Thatcher?
Me and Mark go back a long way. Yeah, absolutely. And
this
you know,
is a whole other sort of very sexy SAS side I've seen to you now.
Yeah, well, you didn't know that, did you?
No, I write
those novels under pseudonyms to do
I'm
with...
really liking
yeah,
this
so
side.
I, but, you know, every now and again, I like to go off and free the people that are living under a dictatorship in a small African country. And I make money by running arms in and out of that country.
Absolutely.
So it's, everyone's got to have a hobby, Julia.
It is good to be giving something back.
Yes.
Do you know what? A man in my building got done for arms stealing. What? Nicest bloke.
What?
No, genuinely, quite randomly. Found out from someone else. There's 9 flats in my building, and I found out the owner of this flat. He was in jail 7 years. He got for arms dealing, and I mean big stuff. Proper missile.
Well, you must live in a nice flat then, because presumably that sort of money you get from arms dealing is that the same money you get from presenting radio shows and going on Sky News?
He was renting it out. To be fair, but I have to say, one of the nicest people you could ever meet. International arms.
Oh,
dealer.
Those arms dealers.
Salt of the earth. But genuinely, of all the people, if you'd like. Lined up sort of 20 people, I'd have gone, no, not him. So who knew? Anyway, on that note, I'm talking of arms dealers.
What?
I don't, there's no link.
There's no link.
No way.
I mean, nicely tried.
Talking,
points for trying to segue
talking
that.
Talking of things that bomb. What's happening
hey!
On this show, John?
Not bad. Well, you've just described the whole thing, really. But it's Thursday, so of course the High Priest Vexander Crowley will be here with his thought for the day for Satanists. We're back with the usual stuff, the news in haikus, what the people think. Today we're out on the streets asking, do the people think swimming pools or leprosy? Find out in a couple
difficult.
Of hours. It is difficult one, isn't
that.
It?
Yeah. It depends if that's for yourself or for other people, isn't it, really?
It does, yeah.
I imagine you can actually link the two quite well. Can you catch leprosy from swimming pools?
Well, I might.
Some of the pools I've been in.
Some of the pools you've
questionable.
Some pools you've exited, more like.
changing it's the changing rooms that are the problem, isn't it?
I think the worst you can get is verrucous. I'm not sure of that. I'm not a doctor. All I'm doing is getting opinion
not,
from the streets.
I'm not Noel Edmonds.
I don't know about
cancer.
Noel Edmonds can cure anything. He's like, look, think about it. He started with the beard. It's not unlike that of Jesus, is it? Think about that.
That is absolutely something to think about. And while we try and save another poor African state from the dictatorship, I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning and curing cancer and saving the world with his amazing tan. I have to say, it's really rather dashing.
Thanks
there, Mr.
very
Holmes.
Much.
Mr. Holmes will be back with you at 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and top chef Barry Vera as they demonstrate a fresh and flavoursome new recipe guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. Plus, answer a cookery question at talkradio.co.uk/competitions to win a hamper of Encona goodies. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only. TradePoint!
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Hurry, offer ends Thursday. Search Sky Bundles. Sky, believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Unlikely. Right, 1 o'clock, good afternoon. It is Thursday. Your normal Talk Radio in the afternoon thing is back. We've all forgotten how it works and what we're doing, but never mind, we'll see how we're going. But Victoria, she's got the news.
I do. Thanks, John. Coming up.
You're very welcome.
Two former PMs claim Brexit would tear the UK apart. Ticket touts cash in on Muhammad Ali's funeral. And Ed Sheeran is being sued.
Talk Radio.
The Northern Ireland Secretary is describing a warning about leaving the EU by two former Prime Ministers irresponsible. Exit campaigner Teresa Villa says the commitment to a political and peaceful settlement in the region won't be affected by the EU referendum result. Two former rivals are in Londonderry to campaign for the Remain camp, Tony Blair and Sir John Major, who has this warning about the future of the UK.
If we pull out, we make our economic challenges all worse. The Europe funding that comes to us then doesn't come to us. And instead of debating these challenges and how we meet them, we will end up trying to unpick relationships that are going to be incredibly difficult to do.
A taxi driver will represent himself in a trial after pleading not guilty to the murder of a prostitute who was missing for almost a decade. 52-year-old Christopher Halliwell is accused of killing Becky Godden Edwards, who was 20 when she was last seen in Swindon 14 years ago. Sky's Fraser Maud was at Bristol Crown Court for the hearing.
He appeared by video link from Longlaughton Jail. He appeared reasonably relaxed as he spoke to the judge and gave his plea of not guilty. That's a not guilty plea to the murder of Becky Godden sometime, the prosecution say, between January 2003 and April 2008. And in a rather uncommon move, he also indicated that he intended to defend himself.
The family of Muhammad Ali have called touts despicable for cashing in on his memorial service. Free tickets to tomorrow's event in Kentucky have been listed online for as much as £70. The boxing legend's funeral will be streamed at London's O2 Arena from 7pm. A group of Conservative MPs is planning to call for Sir Philip Green to be stripped of his knighthood if he refuses to pump hundreds of million pounds into BHS's pension fund. Sir Philip will appear before a committee next week to explain his part in the demise of the company, which he sold for £1 last year. 11,000 jobs are now at risk. Ed Sheeran is being sued for more than £13 million for allegedly copying a song released by an X Factor winner. It's claimed his song Photograph infringes on the copyright of Matt Cardell's Amazing, which was released in 2012. Media lawyer Mark Stevens has told Talk Radio he can see some likeness between the two.
It is pretty much note for note similar, but in relation to Ed Sheeran's Photograph, it's at the back end of the song. It's sort of 2.25 minutes into the song there comes this little phrase, whereas in the Amazing, it's the chorus and it's in there a lot.
And Whitney Houston's ex has accused her of smoking pot with their teenage daughter and having an affair with the rapper Tupac. The stories are included in a memoir published by Bobby Brown. The singer died in 2012, while Bobby Christina died last year.
Talk Radio national weather.
Dry and bright for most places this afternoon, with just the odd shower. Slightly cooler in the east with highs of 23 degrees.
Thanks very much, Dave, for your news and weather there.
No problem.
Thanks very much. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, as I mentioned earlier. Victoria, hi.
Hi.
Hi there. Great showbiz news at the end there.
Thanks.
Woman. What is it? What was it at the end? Some man's got... You just helped sell a man's memoir, did you? Are you in the pocket of the publisher?
No.
Why was that news, eh? Hey.
The allegations are new.
It's about a memoir, though, isn't it? It's selling a memoir, isn't it?
All right. Are you done with your critique?
I haven't started yet. It's a new afternoon.
Ugh. Welcome back.
Thanks. 4 minutes past 1 o'clock.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Marcus Rashford says his inclusion with the main England squad doesn't feel real. The Manchester United striker is in France with the Euro 2016 group, having played just 18 times for his club. Rashford admitted to FATV it's been an eye-opener.
When I first went into the changing room and you see all the players' names on the back of the shirts and things like that, yeah, it doesn't seem real. I remember going home after and speaking to my brother about it, and he agreed with me, like, he didn't think it was real neither.
Former Liverpool and Denmark defender Daniel Agger has retired from professional football at the age of 31. He says recent years struggling with injury have been difficult, but that he's proud of his career. On to cricket, England are batting in the third and final Investec test with Sri Lanka at Lord's. Alistair Cook's side a short time ago was 71 for 3 heading into lunch. Finally, rugby, England have dropped fly half George Ford for the first test with Australia. Right. Owen Farrell comes in. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks so much, Ben. Brilliant.
Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm James Martin, and this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Kelly?
Hi, James. I've got some school mums coming over for lunch tomorrow, so I need something quick but impressive. Any thoughts?
Crunchy cauliflower couscous is perfect. Whiz up a cauliflower in a food processor and add pomegranate, apricots, spring onion, fresh herbs and some flaked almonds and pistachios from Asda's Good and Balanced range.
Yeah.
For the dressing, maple syrup, white wine vinegar and a bit of curry powder. And you've got a fabulous summer dish.
That sounds incredible.
It is. And if you want to try it at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. I am broadcasting equivalent of gentlemen's downstairs. It could well make you feel sick. So I have to go to a prostitute and sleep with her. Snoring's what does it for me. That's just radio banter.
That's fine.
I thought you were calling the prosy a bag.
No, I would never do that. You could wear it round your television. What you bought that for, drunk? To hear her snoring. I am a content man.
Apparently it only took 30 seconds.
Why do I care about that?
Because you'll be meeting them.
I literally won't. So, okay, so what's the plan then? What did you do in your van?
Asbestos removal operative.
History-based history news now. Nick Ferrari, defender of the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms of southern England against the Vikings.
Just play the ads.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
Well, goodness me, would you look at that then. Hello, we are back with your usual dose of the Talk Radio in the afternoon effort. Back, like, to the future and back in the USSR. Back, like, gammon. Welcome then, dear listener, and thank you to Jake Yap for sitting what can only be described as in and doing whatever it is that he did so admirably. I have no idea what that was, though, because I was abroad. Hello, I am John Holmes, and we return with good news because this is the show that can cure pain. Now, here's the details. Just a few minutes a day lying down on this show as it broadcasts and letting the electromagnetic resonance of the sound waves run through you will fill you with positive energy. And what happens is that while it won't stop you having to listen and be aware of the opinions of Noel Edmonds, it will make him seem less of a pain in the arse. I have to say, by the way, it was nice to fly back into the United Kingdom yesterday to find that there was an ex-Radio 1 DJ from the 1970s and 80s in the news, but for once it didn't involve Operation U-Tree. And honestly, I'll be honest, that made a nice change. Although I understand it involves something to do with fingers up a bottom. Anyway, it seemed there were still bottoms involved. Yes, but this time it was Noel's prostate. Nice change from, you know, the obvious. Anyway, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I think I mentioned that. So why not lie back on this programme and let us fill your body with the following positive vibes. Headline hijack very much on the way then. As we run slap-long into the news at 2 o'clock, only to find a trap. A trap made up of made-up stories, words forged of news untruths. A lie, a fiction, a fake, a fabrication, a made-up news story made up by you slipped surreptitiously into Victoria's mouth, only for her to recount it as though it were real. There to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme and who only join us in their post-lunch break bit at 2 o'clock. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And speaking of lunch, are you eating alone? If so, we'd like to talk to you. Join the Lonely Lunch Club and we will be your friend and colleague. To chit and chat about this and about that, same number applies. No, he doesn't. There's an email. I've forgotten
email.
That. Oh,
email.
My goodness. We're all modern now.
So
we've
modern.
We've got an email. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. If you are eating alone, we would like to talk to you. You could be inducted into the ever-growing Tupperware Hall of Despair. Also today, being a Thursday, we'll welcome a visit from the friend of the show, the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley. He is, of course, the High Priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles. That's in Hendon. And he'll be along with another of his thought for the day for Satanists. There's work experience, punditry, as a student comes in, someone we don't have to pay, reviews something or other today. It's geeky, gadgety crap. There's the return of the news in haikus. There's us going out on the streets to find out what the people think today. Do the people think swimming pools or leprosy? Find out later. We also want to know what you think. Do you think swimming pools or leprosy? Let us know. 87222.
Start a message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Anyways you like.
Diversity paper review today. It's a brown one called Mark. A man with no interest in or in it or knowledge of it, that it being showbiz, comes in to look at it, that being showbiz. That is Reese. He'll be along as well this afternoon. And the return of your chance to win some meat as we lob a game of Band or Dickens character out of the radio. It's how many years today since Charles Dickens died? It's exactly to the day. I wrote it down. He died on this day in 1870, Charles Dickens. So we play Band or Dickens character later. Ginger producer Dave is back.
Hello.
He's producing. You got a bit of just in your beard there. You got a bit of bit student. Stuck in. No, the other side. No, the other side, Dave. On the other bit of student in your beard.
Ha ha.
On the other. On the other. No, just a bit lower. Lower than. There it is. There you
got it.
Good one. Well, Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Yeah.
Great. Chloe's on buttons. Hi, Chloe. Yes, see. Victoria has been telling me how much she's missed me while I've been away.
It's not true.
Paid intern Cornelius is here.
Hi.
Singing that song that Ed Sheeran is being sued for, followed by the one that the people who wrote it say is the same as it that Matt Cardle did. Which one are you starting with?
Ed Sheeran.
Go on then.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard.
What?
You know it gets hard sometimes.
This song's disgusting.
It is the only thing that makes us feel alive.
Right, now the other one.
I had to look inside this fragile heart of mine to find exactly what it was you saw. I had to put myself back in the firing line. I haven't heard this one.
No, I could tell. They're absolutely identical, aren't they? I am John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio in the Afternoon programme on your Thursday afternoon on Talk Radio. And speaking of music, let's start with some.
Of romance, fading mortgages and lecky bills, being comfortable in that nobody told her. But she never reached the stage where her husband bored her or she lied about her age. He's compromising, at least he's got a job for life. Get born, get school, get job.
up, get carpe tax and find a wife. And on that note, you ain't gonna come too soon if you're not living on the edge. You take up too much room. I could have been a contender. On a man atop, been all that great you see, and so he gave up on his black belt and first dan. As near as he got to China, was a week in Kambasan. I could have been a contender. I could have been someone.
And the Makers, that is Reverend and the Makers on the radio, on the Talk Radio, as Talk Radio's head of music. That is why I am playing Reverend and the Makers, because I am Talk Radio's head of music. However, there is another reason, and now one of these so-called people in the studio will ask me why I'm playing Reverend and the Makers.
Ooh.
Ginger producer Dave, you haven't asked this question for a while.
I haven't.
Because your mouth's been full of students. So why don't you ask me the question as to why I'm playing Reverend and the Makers?
Why can't you get a new joke?
Only have the one.
My question.
Why can't you get a new hobby?
Let's not start this. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, John. John.
Hey.
John.
Hey.
John. John.
Yes.
Why are you playing the
2009
heavyweights champion of the world,
yeah,
by Arctic Monkeys' friend,
yes,
Reverend and the One Hit Wonder, Reverend and the Makers.
Well, you'd wonder that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And indeed, you just have. And now you think heavyweight champion of the world, maybe it's something to do with Muhammad Ali,
well, yes,
and his memorial service and so,
yeah,
on. You know, in Kentucky, it's being screened, isn't it, over in Britain? But no, it's to be. I'll tell you why. It's because of the big story of the day that everybody is talking about. And the big story of the day is this. Cardiac Experts Conference has been told that many patients are unaware that their devices, their heart devices, may be disrupted by scanners in the shop doorways. You know, the security scanners?
Oh, yeah.
They can disrupt the people with the heart problems, electronic devices. So that's why...
Well, the beepy, beepy, dense, steely, steely ones.
Yes, the devices are affecting, and they can... That's why I'm playing Reverend and the Makers.
Okay.
Because the word makers...
Maker, yeah, that's what I've...
If you put the word pace in front of it...
Yep.
That's what the story's about. People with pacemakers warned to steer clear of shops' anti-theft scanners. That, my friend, is the big story that everybody's talking about. Doctors must warn patients with pacemakers that their devices may be disrupted by anti-theft... Also using the word devices there, that's actually poor journalism.
Poor grammar.
Yeah. Experts have said... And this is from a professor who's said doctors must educate patients about the potential dangers of these and tell them exactly, customers need to know exactly where these detectors are. Now, this professor, of course, some have said maybe he wants to go shoplifting and wants to know where the detectors are, so he's made this story up. That's one angle. Mm. The other is, though, that shops have it in for people with pacemakers. We need to discuss this further, of course, because it's talk radio, and the rules dictate that we have to get a discussion out of any bloody thing. Right, so that's the big story.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Podcast is through the glass. Hey, Cass!
Hello.
It's nice to be back, isn't it?
Absolutely not.
Great. So, can you? We need a guest to discuss this story. So, I'm thinking somebody who knows about
pacemakers.
Yes, the intricacies of medical
pacemakers.
You know, yes. That. Can you get that, please?
I'll give it a go.
Okay. That's Ask Broadcast through the glass. Mm. Getting a guest, making a mess of getting a guest. Got a new catchphrase for a while I was away.
Yeah.
Ask Broadcast through the glass, making a mess of getting a guest.
Do I have to join in on the end bit?
It's great to see that you're working while you're away.
I never stop calling this, as well you
great
know.
Great to see you working so hard.
That's right. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Do we do time checks? I can't remember whether the bosses like them or not.
They don't like them, so you do do them.
Excellent. It's 19 minutes past one.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Blue Circle Master Creek, 25 kilograms, just £3.94 a bag. Always everyday low prices at Trade Point. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on. Trade Point.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Hurry, offer ends Thursday. Search Sky Bundles. Sky, believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
On the M6 in Cumbria, there's a lane closed in each direction. Between junction 41 Catalan and 42 at Carlisle, emergency repairs continue. Southbound M6 in Staffordshire, there's a rolling roadblock between junction 10A, the M54, and junction 10 from Wolverhampton and Walsall. That's due to an accident. And heading out of Wolverhampton, Stafford Road, the A449, is closed through Oxley between the city centre and the M54. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight with the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check. Bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family with the Brothers Gould.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, it's his Talk Radio on the Thursday afternoon. Just ahead of the big story here, we got some reactions coming in, Cornelius. As you know, Talk Radio is the home of reaction. If you do have any kind of reaction to anything at all, it might be pollen or, you know, what's that stuff you take that people are allergic to? What is it?
Gluten.
Nuts. So you can react it in this direction, 8722.
Starting message with the word talk.
That's right. Yeah, what have we got?
Lots coming in. I love major footballing tournaments. It's the perfect opportunity to hang an England flag on my house without being accused of being a racist by a member of the Labour Party. And frankly, I think it's just another example of the sexualisation of pornography.
Thank you very much. If you've got a reaction, you know the number and you know the Twitter thing. So if you've just joined us, here's what's happening. There's the big story of the day, of course, that we're discussing. This is that people with pacemakers have genuinely been warned to steer clear of shops' anti-theft devices, the sort that they put near the door when you're leaving to tell them if you've stolen anything. This is a cardiac's A cardiac experts conference has been told this, and they want clearer labelling on these scanners for people with pacemakers who might want to shoplift. Cass has got me an expert on the phone, someone who knows all about how pacemakers, how they work and the installation of them and attaching them to the heart and so. Who have you got, Cass?
I got an electrician.
What, a sort of pacemaker one? Or just
One that knows about electricity.
Electricity?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll do. What's his name?
Hey,
Colin.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you, Colin. Where how long have you been working in electrics, Colin? What do you do and where are you from?
Well, I'm an electrician.
Yes.
And I'm from Wokingham.
Yep.
And I'm working in London at the moment, in New Malden.
I see. And what are you doing today?
Wiring lighting circuit.
Wiring a lighting circuit, okay.
Wiring a lighting circuit and a fuse board.
Right. I mean, that's not a million miles away from the workings of a pacemaker, though, is it, Colin? To be honest, it's just wires and stuff, isn't it?
It's wires and stuff and yeah. 10 gazillion miles away.
Yeah.
I suppose it's as close as Mars, I suppose.
Okay, fine, it's flying. Okay, here's a question for you. Could a shop blow a heart up?
Yeah, you could use it as a form of terrorist act.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Because if you've got, I mean, this is the story. Now, according to your knowledge of electricity, how will a scanning device in a shop interfere with something that's electrical, like a pacemaker?
Haven't got a clue.
Great. Okay, hang on a minute, Cass. Just bear with me, Colin. Just bear with me.
Sure.
What?
He doesn't know anything about pacemakers.
But it's electricity issue.
I mean, that's what I said, but he said he didn't know how a shop could blow a heart up. So I'll just go with it.
Yeah,
fine.
It's fine.
Colin!
Yes?
Let me run some things past you, if I may. First of all, tell me how electricity works.
You put your fingers in the socket, then you get a shock,
yes,
basically.
But why?
Why? Because, I don't know, if you have masochistic tendencies, then it's not a thing to do. But if you want to light something up in your life,
yes,
plug in the lamp.
Good knowledge. Okay, here's my question. You see, because essentially a pacemaker works by sending a tiny electric shock to a heart, okay,
yeah,
and restarting it if it fails. That's true, isn't it? Right, we all know that. Okay, right.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, good. So, how much electricity would a pacemaker give out, roughly, do you think?
Don't know. Millivolts?
Yeah.
Megavolts?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it as much as sticking your finger in a socket, or is it less than that? Fewer.
I think it's like licking a battery.
Hen.
Yeah.
Okay.
39 volt.
So okay, like licking a light. So it's a little bit of a jolt, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, by the way, you might not know this, but Noel Edmonds is recommending that people lie down on people with pacemakers twice a day, because the electricity from the people with a pacemaker can cure cancer. That's what Noel Edmonds thinks. Little fact there. That's from the news. They're doing trials in Sweden, Colin. I don't know what you make of this. This is the Swedish equivalent of the AA, and what they're using, people with pacemakers to jumpstart cars, right? And they've got that instead of in the back of the van, you know how they would carry around tools ordinarily in this country and jumpstart equipment. They're carrying around people with pacemakers in Sweden in these trials, in the back of vans. And then could you jumpstart? I mean, what does it take to jumpstart a car? How much could a pacemaker do it?
I think you need approximately 40 amps to jumpstart a car.
Right.
The thought of a pacemaker doing that, that's brilliant. Compact and big shoe.
Well, indeed. So how many pacemakers would you need to jumpstart a car, roughly?
10.
10.
I like the number 10.
That's good. So, let me run this past you as well, right? This is, you know, we were talking about this, Cornelius, in the office, as you know, weren't we? Because there's the rumours, of course, that these rendition flights, you know, the trouble with rendition flights and the torturing suspected Islamic terrorists. There's rumours that the CIA fitted pacemakers to suspected terrorists and stood them by the doors in Primark in order to torture them, to shock them, Which in itself is a shocking, shocking story. Have you heard of anything like this, Colin? That the CIA fitting pacemakers to terrorists to put them by the doors in shops?
I've not heard of Primark, but I have seen sort of people dressed in black with sunglasses standing outside Ann Summers and Ann Summers and trying to coax people to go in and have a look, and you think, well, do you really want to do that?
Well, it's not safe.
The security system. No.
No, you don't. And you're right. And this is of course, that comes out of the same story we learned, didn't we, last year? That TK Maxx is run by American Black Ops people as a sort of high street Guantanamo. And of course, there was those...
I have to admit, they do some heinous things in there.
Well, exactly. Really heinous. Yes, yeah, they do, yes. Like, sometimes they put the wrong sizes in the wrong places, don't they, in there?
I mean,
rendition flights, Colin, this is when you remember this story, they've turned planes, American Black Ops planes, turned into branches of H&M, where they just put the terrorists... with the pacemakers next to the clothes. River Island.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they opened that? An actual island, a clothing outlet island, which they just put suspected terrorists on without trial and electrocute them by making them stand near the doors. I mean, do we want this?
The river?
What?
In River Island. What was in the river?
Did electricity. It was a river of electricity, Colin.
Yeah, there was.
That's the problem. And you know what? Yes, it is. And if you push someone into a river of electricity, Colin, as an electrician, I don't think I need to tell you what happens. What does happen? What does actually happen? If you push someone into a river of electricity, what would happen, Colin?
They'd have a shocking time, I suppose. Yeah, shocking time.
Right.
Yeah, make the hair stand on end, I suppose. Yeah. At least you wouldn't need to go down to the hairstylist to get one of those, back-combed hairs that look like an afro thing. Just dip your toes in the river and there you go. Bob's your landlord.
Thanks, Colin. That's Colin. He is an electrician from Wokingham. And he was there talking about this story today where suspected terrorists are being fitted with pacemakers by the CIA and then forced to stand near the security devices in Primark to torture them. If you've got an opinion on that, we want to hear about it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll take your opinions on that subject next on Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Two former prime ministers say the future of the UK is also on the ballot paper in the EU referendum. Tony Blair and Sir John Major are warning if we vote to leave, it could threaten the Northern Ireland peace process and spark another referendum on Scottish independence.
If Scotland votes in the referendum to stay in the European Union, but the UK as a whole chooses to leave, there is a serious risk of a new referendum.
Vote Leave has described the comments as irresponsible. A taxi driver has denied murdering Becky Godden Edwards, whose body was found in a shallow grave in Gloucestershire 8 years after she disappeared. 52-year-old Christopher Halliwell pleaded not guilty at Bristol Crown Court. Muhammad Ali's family have warned people selling tickets for his memorial online. They'll be reported to the authorities. They've called touts trying to cash in despicable, as the boxing legend wanted his funeral in Kentucky to be a free event. It's being held tomorrow at 7 p.m. and will be streamed at London's O2 Arena. The Foreign Office says a body has been found in the area of Vietnam where a British man went missing nearly a week ago. 22-year-old Aidan Webb from Norwich was last seen setting off on his own to climb Vietnam's tallest mountain. And Ed Sheeran is facing a $20 million lawsuit for allegedly copying a song released by X Factor winner Matt Cardle. Two songwriters claim the singer exploited their work on a breathtaking scale for his hit Photograph. They'll be represented by the lawyers who successfully sued Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams over their hit Blurred Lines. The weather dry and bright for most places this afternoon with just the odd shower. Slightly cooler in the east with highs of 23 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Half an hour, is it?
Yeah.
Great. And in that half an hour, Victoria, what will happen?
She'll get out of my seat.
She's in your seat.
Why is she in my seat?
Actually, but to you be haven't fair, been here for a while.
You haven't been here for a couple of weeks. So,
neither have you.
So, well, yeah. But, I mean, you can see my seat if you want. I don't care. I mean, you knock yourself out. Don't do that.
No. It's awkward.
Health and safety issue as well. Victoria, what happens in the next half an hour?
Headline hijack.
That's right. Well, how does that work?
People, please send in your made-up news stories, yep. And they will be included.
One
will be included in the 2 p.m. bulletin, which is read by me.
There.
It's good, isn't it?
That was really good.
Nailed that. What's the number, really, Victoria?
You can text to the word talk and headline hijack to 87222.
87222.
Or on Twitter at Talk Radio, start your message with any word you like.
Great.
It's my catchphrase on my seat now. So.
Is that your catchphrase?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can buy t-shirts now. We've got those on the Talk Radio website.
Ooh. They're made out of student skin. Right. It's there's other stuff as well coming on the programme. But first, Chloe's going to press a button to make this happen.
Mr. Jake Yep's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yep's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it's just gone one time and coming up to another, and it's Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon, and, well, a lot of reactions coming in. If you just joined us, we've been talking about the big story of the day, which is that a cardiac experts conference has told that patients with pacemakers are in danger of shopping because shops can blow their heart up if they go too close to the security scanners that are by the door detecting whether or not you've been shoplifting. They can blow up your heart. That's roughly it. And we just spoke to an electrician who knew nothing about it at all. So, what are your reactions? First of all, John, to introduce this, this is Francis Lucas on Twitter, you played Reverend and the Makers, when you should, of course, have played Jerry and the Pacemakers. I am literally outraged by that. But the reason for that is that we considered their one hit, Ferry Across the Mersey, to be rubbish. What else has come in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Shocking stuff has come in from Danny. These shops really don't miss a heartbeat. And Tom says, well, I'm actually a pacemaker shop owner, and frankly, we've had a big theft problem, and this is helping out loads.
Well, yeah, that is a problem, isn't it? What about the shoplifting of pacemakers?
Yeah.
No one has considered
that.
There's
any way to catch them.
Apparently as well, this is quite interesting. We were talking about the fact that the CIA, of course, will fit pacemakers to suspected Islamic terrorists in order to torture them without permission, and often put them on rendition flights where they've converted the plane into branches of H&M, wasn't it? It was H&M. And they just put the terrorists quite near the doors where they put the security things and will shock them into admitting things. Guantanamo Bay, when it closed, this has just come in from someone who's been held there. Say, John, I was in Guantanamo Bay for 20 years. When it closed, it was basically a big Matalan.
Well, that's awful.
News coming in. And John, if a pacemaker collapses, can you jumpstart them from another person with a pacemaker? That's coming from K-Hall. And I'll be honest with you, it's exactly those kind of questions that we need to be answering this afternoon. What's your opinion on that? If a person with a pacemaker collapses, can you jumpstart them from another person with a pacemaker? If you've had experience of that, maybe you're an AA patrolman or someone with some knowledge, do get in. Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word you like.
And, something else, by the way, that we'll be talking about later on. Because I'm going to throw it in as today's texter. Here's a story. Let me read you this. Names have been proposed for new chemical elements. So, four new chemical elements have been added to the periodic table. Okay? And they've so far just been referred to by the number of protons in each atom, 113, 115, 117, 118, respectively. The names, though, for these elements have been put out to public consultation. So, naturally, already, element face is probably going to be up there. That would be my suggestion. But we thought we'd help that this afternoon by naming new elements. Have a look at the periodic table, you know the kind of thing. But we are now have the opportunity to come up with names for four new elements. So if you've got any suggestions, then you can get in touch. I'll give you a starter for none. Mine's called Noel Edmundsium. Mm-hmm. Noel Edmundsium. And it's an idiotic element that thinks it can cure cancer. Noel Edmundsium. Cornelius, you've probably got a suggestion, haven't you?
Yeah.
By some kind of coincidence.
Nelly.
Yes?
Nelly the element.
Great. If you've got a suggestion to name a new element, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hi there, I'm James Martin, and this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Kelly?
Hi, James. I've got some school mums coming over for lunch tomorrow, so I need something quick but impressive. Any thoughts?
Crunchy cauliflower couscous is perfect. Whiz up a cauliflower in a food processor and add pomegranate, apricots, spring onion, fresh herbs and some flaked almonds and pistachios from Asda's Good and Balanced range.
Yeah.
For the dressing, maple syrup, white wine vinegar and a bit of curry powder. And you've got a fabulous summer dish.
That sounds incredible.
It is, and if you want to try it at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Still thinking about the cauliflower couscous with pomegranate? All those nuts and fresh herbs and that dressing? Well, it's not just for Kelly. Now you can have it too, because Asda's pomegranate seeds are just £1 a pack. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as the full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. 80 grams.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M6 in Cumbria, there's a lane closed in each direction between junction 41 Catalan and 42 at Carlisle. Emergency repairs continue. Southbound M6 in Staffordshire, there's a rolling roadblock between junction 10A, the M54, and junction 10 from Wolverhampton and Walsall. That's due to an accident. And heading out of Wolverhampton, Stafford Road, the A449, is closed through Oxley between the city centre and the M54. I'm Dave Stanford.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader. I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Specifically, good Thursday afternoon to you. And I am John Holmes, yes. And I don't know whether, dear listener, you have seen... Just whatever you're doing at the moment. Whatever you're doing. I don't know where you are. I don't know. But whatever it is you are doing at the moment, just stop and look around you. Maybe glance out of a window. Particularly useful if you're in a car. Look at, go on, just have a look round. Can you see any news?
And if so, what news can you see? Hold that thought, because I'm going to continue that survey in this room. Dave, have you seen any of the news?
Do you know what? Weird to say, it's quite warm today, so I'm wearing shorts.
Yes, you've got your news out.
I've got my news out.
I know. A lot of people in the office, I'll be honest, behind your back, but I'm going to say it to your big ginger face.
To my face.
You want to cover that up, mate. Don't want to come in. It's a public, it's an office, it's a workplace, Dave. You don't come in here showing that amount of news.
I think it's
the word, I'll tell you the word that's been bandied around.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
Well, I just think
and hairy.
Trailblazing. Yes. I want to trailblaze. No one else has got the news
nothing,
out yet.
I'll be honest with you, it is trailing, but it's not blazing. Cover that up. Cornelius, have you seen any of the news? I mean, obviously you've seen Dave's. We all have.
Yeah. Well, it's the newsos start tomorrow, don't they? Well, excited. I've got news fever.
Have you?
Are
you in a newsos sweepstake?
Yeah, I am. I've got McDonald.
You got McDonald?
I got
Julia Somerville.
Oh, unlucky.
Christian Guru Murthy.
It's an outside bet.
Anyway, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you, because this is where we in the afternoons here on Talk Radio like to explain the news by breaking it down into its easy-to-understand basic components. Its basic element, if you like me to tenuously link two of this afternoon's features together. So when you do that, you break the news down scientifically. What you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. It's where we explain the news using five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables to make it simple. It's the news in haiku.
Amazon launch grow. Siri shopping. So now your turnips won't turn up.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Welcome to the Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is where we invite you, should you be lunching alone, to join us on the radio via the medium of telephone. If you are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you are doing it solo, then we would like to speak to you because, well, it's Lonely Lunch Club, isn't it? If you're a lonely what lunch, allow us to make you fewer lonely by inducting you, yes, into this, the Tupperware Hall of Despair. We are available right now to be your virtual friend and or colleague to chit and chat about this. And also, I'll go so far as to say that the agenda, the subject matter is yours. As though you'd just met us in the work kitchen or you'd popped out and you'd just seen, not a stranger exactly, but someone in the street you vaguely on nodding terms with. Consider that us, and you've just stopped for an idle bit of a chat. Anything you want. On the phone now, entering the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club's newest member is Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, great. So, where are you, Rachel? What do you do?
I'm like on my bed at the minute. Oh. I have the office to tell me they didn't need me this week, so I've got the week off.
Right, you got the week off. Okay, what have you got the week off from doing?
Just working for an exam board, like basically copying everyone's papers and things.
Oh, right. So you know when exam boards get into terrible trouble for putting things online accidentally or for not marking it correctly or making questions slightly impossible. Is that your fault, Rachel?
No.
I mean, she would say that.
There's
Rachel.
Suspicious.
Let's not get her into work because it's her fault. They say. okay, Rachel. And what? So you're just lying on your bed in the middle of the day, are you?
Yeah. Well, I was sitting outside, but I've got really bad hay fever, so I was just waiting for my tablet to kick in.
Oh. Which tablet have you got? An iPhone or a Huddle or something?
It's just a hay fever one.
Oh, fine. I've got one of those. It's not as good. You can't read the screen in the bright light. You have to go inside and lie on your bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's annoying. So, how long have you been lying on your bed for now, Rachel?
About half an hour.
Half an hour. And have you had lunch alone, or are you about to?
I, like, literally just finished it.
And it was a tablet, was it?
I had it with a tablet, but it was tinned tomatoes and vegetables.
Tinned tomatoes and vegetables. Well, that's fine. Tomato is a fruit.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of had a fruit salad.
Yeah, basically.
Basically, yeah. It's very healthy, isn't it, Rachel? Is that to stave off your hay fever? But surely, hang on.
Yeah.
If you've got hay fever, why would you eat leaves?
I don't know.
No, don't know either. Because otherwise you might get... You've come inside from the garden, but what you've done is created your own little garden on a plate there, haven't you?
Yeah, and then in you.
Yeah, and then you've put a garden in you. And that's just asking for trouble,
I didn't
Rachel.
Think it through.
You really didn't. So where are all your friends? Why are you alone?
They're all still at uni.
Are they?
Everyone's back next week.
Right. Okay. So, well, listen, you know how Lonely Lunch works, of course. We can chit and also don't forget chat about whatever you like. I mean, hay fever's a pretty good topic. It's quite current at the moment. I mean, we could carry on down that road. Or really, the floor is yours, Rachel. What would you like to talk about?
Let's talk about what do you think I should get my nan for her birthday.
Good.
I'm going to see her, and I haven't purchased anything.
That's good. How old is she going to be?
She's in her 80s.
In her 80s, right.
80-something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are people in their 80s like? Get something from the 80s.
Mm.
Like sort of a... Yeah, like a Brother Beyond album. or a Snood. Right, nailed that.
Oh, yeah.
Next. Leg warmers, they're from the 80s, aren't they? Mm. The Kids from Fame on DVD. And then you could just, when she looks at you, I'm going to use the word aghast, you could say, sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you wanted something from the 80s, not your 80s. And then.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's my dad's birthday at the weekend as well. And
how old's your dad going to be?
75.
Okay.
But I've got... Well, if he's listening, I was about to say what got him.
Ooh.
He doesn't listen.
Are you listening? No.
Dad, yes. Hang on, I'll give him a...
Give him a text.
Hang on, I'll just say from Dad. If my dad texts me now and says, no spoilers, right, then I won't say what I've bought him. But I'll give him... Dad, if you... Dad,
25 seconds.
Dad, listen. Dad, if you're listening, text me now, right now, just anything you like, right, and I'll tell you if... and if you're not listening, then I'll be able to tell Rachel what I got you, and it might give us some idea for her... Nan's 80th. Hang on a minute. So, still waiting.
Does he know how to text?
Not really. No.
Why doesn't Cornelius sing that Ed Sheeran song again?
Oh, just
no, he hasn't texted, so I'm going to go with it.
Right.
Anyway, what I've got him right. It's a good present. Right, is membership of English Heritage.
Oh, that's a good one.
Isn't it good? Because you get a nice book, and then you get membership. You can go anywhere in the country to English Heritage. It's an annual membership, isn't it?
What places are they?
Well, castles and stuff, isn't it? So, you know, in old houses, he likes that.
So like the National Trust?
It's like that, but it's their rival. They're kind of gang rival.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. The National Trust and English Heritage, it's like, if they get together, it's like Anchorman, you know, a bit. When it's the two, they're quite the same, but they don't like it, and they fight over properties. And that's why a lot of castles are ruined. They weren't initially, but what happens is, English Heritage turn up, we'll have that castle in our stable. What stable? That one. That we've got a blue plaque on, right? What about you? No, we're National Trust. We're having that castle. And then they have a big fight, and the castle gets wrecked.
Oh, the castle down.
That's why all the castles in this country are ruined, Dave.
Oh, good. You learn something every day, don't you, on this show?
Oh, yeah. We're very educational. Any help, Rachel?
What? Sorry? Say that again.
Have we been any help at all?
Yeah, no, that's good. I've got her a postcard, too. But I just feel like it's a bit awkward to just give someone a postcard.
Well, that is a bit lame, isn't
don't
it?
Don't break the bank,
and
Rachel.
It's from October, and I didn't send it, so it's even worse.
Right. Oh, just get us some Murray mints or something.
Werther's Originals.
Yeah. Or some digestive. I don't know. Anyway.
Some hobnobs.
Yes. There. See? Cool. Biscuits. Old people, biscuits. Bang. In. Done. That and...
Plants.
Don't do that. Think
hay
of
fever.
Your hay fever.
Yeah.
You idiot. Oh, look, I don't know. I've got an idea. I've got a brilliant idea, right? This is it. This is what you do, right? Buy her a hat. They love a hat, don't they? The old people. And as you've just eaten a garden, right, be sick in it and say, I've got you this plant.
Hat garden.
Okay.
No, it's a pot plant, isn't it, technically? Be sick in a pot. Give her that. And you've just, it'll be your salad and tinned tomatoes. And you say, I've got your pot plant.
Let's go with the Werther's
Originals. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Anyway, has your lunch been fewer lonely?
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Rachel. It's not really nice to talk to you. That's Rachel. Thank you, Rachel. She is the latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you'd like it to be you, then yeah, just come on the phone for just a chat, isn't it? Just a chit chat. 87 triple. No.
Must email
Lonely Lunch. Because we're inundated, so we've got to have a system.
Yeah.
Lonely Lunch.
Very slow system.
At talkradio.co.uk if you would like to get on the list to come on the radio and talk about whatever you like. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. It is time, however, for this. Headline hijack. Importantly, very soon now, the 2 o'clock news will be upon us. Within it will be a fib, a fabrication, a fake. And we'd like you to make it up. Headline hijack is there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. They've perhaps popped out for lunch and off to join us at 2 o'clock. First thing they hear is the news. It comes out of Victoria's face. Thus, they believe it to be true. But one of the stories at 2 o'clock is a lie. We call it headline hijack. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay, what have we got coming in here? Let's have a see of it. The Happy Mondays percussionist Bez has announced on his website that he will be running as a candidate in the EU referendum. It is thought that he has been confused by the political process, but claims that he believes he will be the strongest contender for President of Europe.
We have to name all the other candidates now.
For President of Europe?
Oh, no, for the referendum.
Go on, then.
So there's Bez, Bremain and Brexit.
Yeah.
Brez.
Brez. Right, you got one?
Yeah. TalkSport reporter Ian Abrahams has launched an animal welfare campaign to help save mooses.
Moose.
Launch Moose Packs Mooses.
Moose.
Abrahams will be completing a 24-hour karaoke challenge in which he attempts to annoy as many people in one office over the period.
And wears the same Kasabian t-shirt. While doing it. In case you don't know, that's a pretty in-joke. It's pretty niche, given that, you know, you've got to really know that TalkSport exists. And then you've got to know that a man called Moose reads the sport
He's
on it.
Sometimes on air, though, to be honest.
Okay, very occasionally.
Yeah, sometimes at 1 o'clock,
show,
isn't
he?
Yeah. Okay, go on, Dave.
This one's from Tim John.
Tim John?
Not Tim John. Oh. Tim. Comma John.
Okay, fine. Thought, shouldn't he be working?
I mean,
if
Ian Abrahams was a niche radio reference, you just named the producer of the Jeremy Vine show on BBC Radio 2.
I mean, we're nothing if not open to all on this programme.
This one's from Tim Johns. He says, Jeremy, hit the news in a minute. Brian Blessed is to appear in a government-issued safety video warning against the danger of extreme weather caused by climate change. The video will be called Flash Flood Gordon.
No.
See what Tim's done there?
Right.
And Blessed will play a character of a man smashing a brick through a car window to save a man trapped in a flood. Topical. Well done, yeah, Tim Johns.
Should stick to producing Jeremy Vine, in my opinion. The British Colour Council has announced that it is to rename the colour green. The BCC have said they don't wish the colour to be associated with the controversial businessman Sir Philip Green, who they describe as a detestable man with an incredible lack of morals. So from, I think, next month, they're saying, because they want to give you time to weed out the colour green. Anything green you own either needs to be resprayed by the 1st of July or you can take it to the British Colour Council and they will recycle it. But oddly, that's blue, not green. Because they don't want to use green. You can't be green anymore. You've got to be... Anyway, we need a winner.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say on an editorial level,
yes.
In the interest of balance,
yes.
Some people do think Sir Philip Green is a lovely man who has a plethora of a plethora of morals.
That's
in the interest of balance.
No, he's right. He's right. You got it in bins. And I've got the names of those people here.
Yep.
And it's Sir Philip Green.
Yeah.
But that's balance for you.
One people is some people.
Yes. Dave. Well, he isn't. Dave, who have we got a name of the winner of today's headline hijack, whose made-up news story will be in the news which is coming next on Talk Radio?
The winner, John.
Yes.
Is Jaunty.
Jaunty? Mm. Oh, how jaunty.
No, Jaunty.
And where is Jaunty from?
Jaunty.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Hang on. It's from Aberdeen.
Aberdeen. Aberdeen.
Aberdeen.
Jaunty
from Aberdeen.
From Aberdeen. Has got his made-up news story into the news, which is next. Still to come as well on the programme, you can win some meat in a game of Band or Dickens character. Sir Charles Dickens died on this day in 1870. That's the reason why. Also, the news in haikus. What the people think today. Do they think swimming pools or leprosy? We'll find out. There's the big debate at three. And next, work experience punditry involves roux and geeky gadgety crap. All to come on Talk Radio on this Thursday afternoon.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends 17th of June. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Major and Blair say Brexit could split the UK. A body of a missing man is found in Vietnam. And Sheeran is sued for copying X Factor winner's song.
Talk Radio.
Two ex-prime ministers are warning a vote to leave Europe poses a risk to the unity of the UK. Former rivals Sir John Major and Tony Blair are in Northern Ireland to campaign for the Remain camp. They say Brexit could lead to a second independence referendum in Scotland and the breakup of the union. But Northern Ireland Secretary Teresa Villiers, who's an out campaigner, insists there's a commitment from all sides to the peace process.
To say that it would somehow waver or become less resolute if there was a democratic vote to leave the EU, I think is not only unjustified, but actually pretty irresponsible.
A taxi driver has denied the murder of a prostitute who was missing for almost a decade. Becky Godden-Edwards was 20 when she was last seen in Swindon just after Christmas in 2002. Her body was found buried in a shallow grave in a field in Gloucestershire. Search teams looking for a man from Norwich who's been missing in Vietnam for nearly a week have found a body. Formal identification hasn't finished yet, but the Foreign Office is supporting Aidan Webb's family. Police investigating trouble after last month's Scottish Cup final at Hampden Park have made 10 arrests following dawn raids. Thousands of supporters came onto the pitch following Hibernians' win over Rangers. In total, 26 people have now been arrested. Detective Superintendent Kenny Graham from Police Scotland says the investigation is so big he had to split it into three parts.
Phase one involved the investigation into violence, and there's already been arrests in relation to alleged assaults on Rangers football players. Activities today focused on those other offenders who've been involved in violence and have been identified as being involved in violence. Thereafter, we'll focus on disorder and vandalism.
A group of Conservative MPs are preparing to call on the Honours Committee to strip Sir Philip Green of his knighthood unless he invests hundreds of millions of pounds into BHS's pension fund. The billionaire will be grilled by MPs next week over the collapse of the retailer. Ed Sheeran is being sued for more than £13 million over an alleged copyright breach with his song Photograph. Two Californian writers claim he stole from their song Amazing, which is written for X Factor winner Matt Cardle. Singer Holly Johnson has told our sister station Virgin Radio musicologists are used to prevent this kind of argument.
One played keyboards for us live in Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Peter Oxendale. He's employed in many, many cases to analyse the song and to give his professional view on whether plagiarism has occurred or the similarities are so similar.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Nothing like an insight, is there?
Dry and bright for most places this afternoon, with just the odd shower, slightly cooler in the east, with highs of 23 degrees.
I think Holly Johnson's just relax.
Well done.
Anyone?
Well done. Anyone?
Yeah. Holly Johnson.
Mm. I know, I've put him in.
What?
Into the bulletin.
Oh. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I think Ben will have the sport. I'm fairly sure Ben now has the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England goalkeeper Joe Hart says he'd be happy to take a penalty if one of their Euro 2016 games goes to a shootout. He's taken them in the past for the national side's under-21s and his club, Manchester City. With England's notoriously poor record in penalty shootouts in mind, Hart says he won't shirk the responsibility.
I'd always be comfortable doing that, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be at least 9, well, maybe fully 10 technically better players than me out there on the pitch, but we'll wait and see, and you know, hopefully we'll progress through the group stages, which is our first priority, and you know, that might come into play.
Former Liverpool and Denmark defender Daniel Agger has retired from professional football at the age of 31. He says recent years struggling with injury have been difficult, but that he's proud of his career. On to cricket, England are batting in the third and final Investec test with Sri Lanka at Lord's. Alistair Cook's side a short time ago were 84 for 3. Before lunch, under pressure Nick Compton was dismissed for just one run. Finally, rugby, and England have dropped fly half George Ford for the first test with Australia at the weekend. Owen Farrell comes in. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And tomorrow's opening ceremony of the European Championships in France will feature a mock terror alert to allow staff and fans to practice an evacuation in the event of an attack. The fake extremists will be played by ballet dancers who will dramatically yet eloquently enter the stadium to a live musical accompaniment by the National Orchestra of France.
Thanks very much, Victoria. 2:05, it's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, good afternoon then. It is Talk Radio. Yes, it is a Thursday. Yes, I am John Holmes. And today, on the programme, before it is out, we're giving away the cure for cancer. Noel Edmonds will come round your house and tell you it's all the fault of negative energy. Now, all you need to do when the bearded idiot arrives is lie on him and allow his facial hair to tickle your back. The electromagnetic energy, or as he calls it, Edmundgy, that his beard emits will then go into your body and cure your cancer whether you've got it or not. And if you're lucky, he might put his finger up your bottom to check your prostate, although he probably won't because he's an old Radio 1 DJ from the 70s and that could be misunderstood. It's the great cancer curing Noel Edmonds giveaway house visit thing on Talk Radio this afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, just ahead of work experience punditry, some of your reactions have been coming in. Cornelius has been monitoring them in the corner.
Yes, lots of reaction coming in, John. I've got Euros fever. I've got football glaucoma. Soccer AIDS.
Thanks very much, Cornelius. So if you've got a reaction and you'd like to react it in this direction, well, you can do it via this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use Twitter, which is @TalkRadio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Apparently we're also on Facebook, which is...
Facebook.com com.
Thank you. Work experience punditry time then. As you know, if you are a regular listener, we are road testing the next generation of pundits, of critics, of broadcasters, and they review various things on various days. Today, it's geeky, gadgety crap reviewed for free. Work experience, don't have to pay him. By Rue. Welcome back, Rue.
Hello, thank you for having me
back. You're very welcome.
Whenever you say next generation, I always feel a bit like Patrick Stewart.
Yes, well, to be fair, you don't look unlike Patrick Stewart, do you?
It's the baldness.
It is certainly the... I mean, you brought it up, so yes, let's go with it. It is the baldness.
Well, there's voluntary baldness.
Yes. Well, I like it.
It's, thank you very much.
It's very Star Trek. Geeky Gandhi. Well, that leads us in nicely.
Yeah.
Nicely. And nicely. Look, I've had a week off. I've forgotten how to talk. Nicely and nightly to today's subject, which is geeky gadgety stuff.
Indeed it is.
What have thee?
Well, are we equipped with a dramatic news bong?
Are we equipped with a dramatic news bong? Is that something Victoria's been smoking?
Well, no, it's just because this is quite a dramatic headline, because pubs are dead, or might be very soon, as a result of SodaStream's new gadget, which can instantly turn water into beer.
What the hell is this?
Yes! Cut the music, Chloe. This is serious.
What the hell?
Well, apparently you can brew 3 litres of lager for just £2. Of course, you've got to buy the machine, but they're usually around £150 from Argos or something.
Is this the same machine that Noel Edmonds uses? can it also... I mean, it's got magical properties. We already know that. Can it now turn water into beer? He is like Jesus. I said earlier...
Yeah, he's got beard.
He's got the beard like Jesus Edmonds, isn't he? And
pilgrims.
Yes.
From Deal or No Deal.
I don't know what that means. I've never watched it. But yes,
I don't remember Jesus wearing such floral shirts.
Well,
but I don't remember Jesus.
This is the problem.
Yeah.
But if you think about what was the Turin Shroud?
Well, that's
except
true.
A floral shirt of its day. Hey, think on that.
Oh, no, I did have a bit of Noel Edmonds. I was going to dwell on Noel Edmonds later.
Well, let's come back to Edmonds. Let's keep talking about the magical properties of turning water into beer.
Well, it's only available in Germany and Switzerland.
Nicely, nicely.
At the moment. But it'll be available elsewhere by the end of the year. But how does it work?
Isn't the machine that turns water into beer simply called a brewery?
You'd think that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
But I think we're talking more sort of the diluted sort of fizzy naff beer. I don't know about the alcohol content. It might just be sort of flavoured like beer.
So it's like a SodaStream.
What's the gadget called?
It's a SodaStream. It's the beer has a brand name that is
That's
in
fine.
Either German or
Swiss.
Right. Yeah. But when it's here, they'll be focusing on one beer brand.
Yes.
And
go on, you can tell us.
Sorry?
You can't tell us.
I haven't got it written here.
I thought you were skirting around the...
No, it's going to be one beer brand that I think they're going to pair up with. They seem to have done that in Germany at the moment. Have you got that on your computer at the minute?
I've just Googled SodaStream beer thing, so...
Go on.
Beer thing.
What does it say?
Oh,
I like how we...
Daniel Birnbaum... who is CEO of SodaStream, says that our core carbonation technology and distribution infrastructure provide a great platform for us to extend our business into this emerging category.
What's he talking about?
And we choose to do it with a dedicated beer brand.
Well, all that'll happen, of course, is that you'll buy one and then it will go to the back of the cupboard where it will stay for 20 years, like a SodaStream did. Mm. That's all that's going to happen. And let's be honest, all SodaStream was a machine that put some air into some water into which you then squirted a flavour that tasted nothing like that it was supposed to.
Exactly.
So, really, that's all that's going to happen, isn't it?
I think so.
Because the brewing beer, as any brewer would tell you, is a complex and time-consuming...
Do you want the answer?
Yes.
You get a concentrate, much like a cordial.
Like the SodaStream.
Yeah, and then you add sparkling water and you get a 4.5% alcohol by volume beer.
Mm. Oh, really? So there is actually alcohol in there?
Becomes an actual beer.
That's exciting, because I thought maybe we'd just end up with sort of a Schlur equivalent of beer.
Yes. I like the way that you've come in to review the gadget, but we found out more about it by simply Googling it when you got in here. I like that.
Yeah, well,
sort of. I like that. That happens every time this happens. I kind of like it.
Keep you on your toes.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. So, is it, can you use a standard soda stream, or is it the? I mean,
no, I think you have to buy a special. What,
called a beer bar.
Well, they would say that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course.
But okay, so what's the difference?
They've got bills to pay.
So within the old soda stream, it was just a thing that farted air into water, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they put that on the box. No. But yeah.
presumably the magic ingredient in this. So the machine must be just full of yeast and hops, yeah, and so the water goes through that, and then the cordial goes through that into the fizzy water, because you've got to introduce that into it somewhere, otherwise it's not beer, is it?
Who knows, mate?
I don't know, this is my point, but I say
it's... But then is that stuff you get for a couple of pence in an Asda or a Tesco actually beer or vodka or wine or whatever?
Yes.
No, other superstores are available.
Yes.
Other crap beers are available.
Yeah. Other crap stores are available. This is the future of homebrew. I bet there's an app that does it. I bet you can put this, because homebrew, my dad used to make homebrew, right? Mm. And he used it in the airing cupboard, much to the annoyance of everyone, because it just made all of the towels and bed linen smell of yeast, right? Don't go there, John. Okay, don't. Move on. Right, I've moved on. So, what I'm saying is, it was a hobby that he had that was disgusting, and it always tasted horrible anyway. It was never like proper beer, and I fear this is the same.
You mean SodaStream is removing the element of skill? You just pop it through a SodaStream and it all comes out the same?
If you like, yeah. They're removing the airing cupboard element.
3D printing beer, isn't it, really?
Well, that's a very good point. Maybe that's the next thing.
Mm.
But to many, their laundry not smelling of beer would be an advantage.
Yes, now you put it like that, maybe they're onto something. Maybe it's homebrew without the smell.
But I understand the nostalgia attached
to
that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A friend of mine brought me a homebrewing kit about 7 years ago, something like that. And I'll be honest with you, it's just in a box in the garage.
Yes, I had the exact same.
I've never opened it.
You know. I got one for my 18th birthday, and it's now used as a TV stand in my bedroom.
My old housemate did some home brewing.
Yes.
Tasted an absolute arse.
Yes. Well, it does, doesn't it?
Never tastes good, does it?
Of course it does.
And it takes about 8 months.
In fact, you know, SodaStream should market, just play to the crowd and just go, we know what, look, it's going to taste of arse.
Yeah.
Right? So if you want something to taste of, maybe they get an arse-flavoured cordial.
Mm.
They could save themselves a hell of a little time and you pour the flavour of arse.
That would attract quite a different crowd.
Well, yes, but one that's also lucrative, I'll wager. I mean, you know, you get those stories about rugby players when they're all being, like, crazy. And there was a story recently where one of them, they had to drink beer that had been poured.
Oh.
They had to lie under a naked rugby colleague beneath the dangles, shall we say, on their back, while their colleague would squat above them. And a pint of beer.
Is this a video you watched online?
Yes, but that's a coincidence. The beer was poured down the rugby player's back. And thus, shall we say, drained through the channel, the back man channel, and into the, that was the point of the exercise, into the rugby player lying on the floor's mouth. And that's like a crazy rugby players, aren't they?
Lads.
Yeah, lads with a Z on tour. Mm. Right, that's what they did. So I'm thinking that's maybe what SodaStream have invented. What they'd say, what will happen is two rugby players will come around your house, right, and squat in your kitchen as you pour cordial through their arse cracks.
In that case, I'm going to take back my non-existent dramatic news bomb because I don't think pubs are dead.
And there we bring it full circle. Will you stay with us, Ruth?
I will.
There is more gadgetry afoot. You listen to Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Come on, lads! Oh, God, better take this. Hello! Oi, pipe down, you lot. I'm on a business call. Cheers. Hello?
With eReceptionist, all calls are answered and can be diverted to a colleague to suit your schedule. So with eReceptionist on your side, you'll never miss a business call. Or the game, for that matter. For a free 30-day trial, head to ereceptionist.co.uk. Usage conditions apply. Cancel any time within 30 days.
Come on! Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
On the M1 in Derbyshire, the southbound entry slip road onto the motorway at junction 29A Bolsover still closed after a lorry fire this morning. The A34 Wilmslow bypass in Cheshire is closed northbound. They're recovering a broken down lorry between the Presbury roundabout and the Wilmslow roundabout. Delays on the southbound M6 through the West Midlands, an accident at junction 10, Wolverhampton and Walsall. And at Hope under Dinmore in Herefordshire, the A49 is closed both ways, an accident there. I'm Dave Stanford.
The SEAT approved used event is now on. Get 2 years free servicing and £550 deposit contribution on an approved used SEAT when you purchase between Friday the 10th and Monday the 13th of June with SEAT Finance at 9.9% APR representative. Visit seat.co.uk to find your nearest dealer. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating dealers for approved used SEATs aged 3 to 24 months, up to 2 years or 20,000 miles servicing, T's and C's and exclusions apply, subject to status. 18s and over, SEAT Financial Services.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh yeah, it's right. It's 20 minutes past 2 o'clock now on a Thursday afternoon, and I don't know whether you've seen any of the news. Dave came in today very much dressed for the weather, the clement weather. But it's the word, I'll be honest, inappropriate has been bandied around the office because you can quite clearly see his news.
Got my news out.
Yeah. And you, can you, again, it's a workplace, Dave, and people have said, can I have a word? And the word is inappropriate because your news is out and I'll be honest, it's trailing.
Got both my news out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
can you just cover them?
No, I've got only wearing shorts, mate. Come on,
no
one can't wants fashion trousers,
no
can I?
Wants to see. Problem is with the news, though. You see, it's quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it,
and that's where we like to help you because we get many letters telling us that you can't get your head around the news, which is why we run this feature for you. It's the news broken down into its component parts, and if, of course, you break news down to its component part, what do you get? That's right, Japanese poetry. We explain the news in 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Old DJ in news. But at least it's cancer pad. This time, not yew tree.
The news in haikus.
Right.
Right then, we are joined this afternoon by Rue. It's Andrew, but he prefers Rue. It's not Andy, not...
And
none of that.
Well, he's having it's Rue all the way. And who are we to disagree with him?
You can add as many O's as you like to that as well.
I suppose that's kind of good, isn't it? Because you just carry on saying your name for as long as possible. So with the work experience punditry, it's geeky gadgets and stuff, it's Rue.
Just carry on for another 10 minutes, yeah.
Rue. Join in at home.
This is definitely going on the podcast, right? Yes.
It's not on the podcast, it is the podcast. Right, so geeky gadgety stuff. We've already talked about SodaStream's new thing, which they claim can make beer, and we have rubbished it. What's next?
Would you like me to gloss over Noel Edmonds?
I would. There are many things I'd like to be done to Noel Edmonds. Glossing over him is one of them, but preferably with that sort of paint that killed James Bond's girlfriend in Goldfinger.
I can't do that for you.
Okay.
At least we mustn't discuss it on air.
What have you got on Edmonds?
Well, he may well be invulnerable, because he obviously has been promoting this IMRS device.
Yes.
Which apparently enhances cell function when you lie on it for a few minutes, tackling cancer and other such problems. Apparently this blanket... what am I trying to say here? Gets rid of all your Wi-Fi and your
it cleanses
and your televisions and your microwaves and everything that is apparently clogging up the air around us. The things you can't see,
yes,
referred to as electrosmog, and as a result, then makes you feel less depressed.
Fewer
depressed and fewer insomniac-y.
Yes,
bit lost there.
Good
that
much.
One. So, yes, I think what he's done is actually lined the inside of the Mr. Blobby costume with this technology. And now he's going to live forever.
We should just say that the company who made this have never said that it does prevent cancer.
No.
That's just Noel Edmonds made that up.
Yeah.
Did he make it? Did he literally just
blur that one out? Well, he says it cured him.
Cured his cancer.
He said he had prostate cancer, and by lying on this mat, cured him. Now, of course, he's been ridiculed by medical experts who say there's no evidence of this. But, you know, let's take the other stance just for a moment, right? Because everyone else has been laughing at Edmonds, going, no. But what if Edmonds is right? Eh? What then?
Deal.
Well, it's only $65 a month. Not bad for ultimate health.
Yeah.
Or the chance of it.
But what if Edmonds is on... You know, because, look, right, okay, so the Wi-Fi, okay, Wi-Fi is all around... And it's been like my parents didn't buy microwaves until about 30 years after they came out because they were afraid of what it might do. They were wrong because they're fine.
I do worry about brain tumours and things when I'm around a microwave.
Yeah, microwave, but also pylons.
Yeah,
you know, things in the mobile phones. Air that you can't see. So you don't know, do you? Yet we don't know about mobile phones causing. Everyone said that was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Might still be. We don't know. Wi-Fi is relatively new, medically speaking. We don't know. I road tested my parents when my parents did get a microwave. One of the first things I did with it was I put my sister's Barbie doll in there as an experiment, just to see what would happen. And its face melted. That's more or less what happened. And then when she came home from school, I told her that it was Raiders of the Lost Ark Barbie, you know, because of the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark when that bloke's face melts off.
I've only seen Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Cut the music, Chloe.
Of all the Indiana Joneses, it hasn't exactly encouraged me to go back and watch the others.
You should go and watch the others.
Should I?
Yes. I mean, that's not really representative of the quadrilogy. If I'm honest.
What about number 5 that's on its way?
That will be awful. Yeah. Go back and watch the first one. And indeed the second one. And to some extent the third one's not bad.
It's difficult to accept that now in that fictional universe Indiana Jones knows that aliens exist.
Yes. We've moved on slightly, haven't we? But we haven't, because Edmonds and his crazy world...
Is going to be the next Indiana Jones.
Well, no, possibly the next David Icke. Edmonds as Indiana Jones would be a bold casting move, though, wouldn't it? I mean, that would be interesting.
Especially if the floral shirts were to stay.
But think about it. Raiders of the Lost Ark. What was the warning at the end? Don't open the box.
Oh.
wasn't it?
That's very the opposite of Noel Edmonds' mantra, though.
Yeah, but
Deal or No Deal is all about opening boxes.
Yeah. But it yeah. Well, I've never seen that either. I've only seen the fourth one.
It's better than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
but if you think about it, Raiders Lost Ark at the end, yeah. Right? What happens? They're tied to a stick, Indy and Marion, and they don't look at it. Don't look at it, says Indy, and the box is opened, and out come demons and melt that face off and all the rest of it, right? And Edmonds is obsessed with the boxes. So it's not, you know, all I'm saying is...
That's got to be worse than the 1P Club, isn't it?
Edmonds can't be trusted. Don't know what that is.
It's a really funny Deal or No Deal joke.
Yeah. Great. But what I'm saying is Edmonds can't be trusted. That's all I'm saying. Or can he? I'm saying both.
Well, he's a lot.
Why are we talking about Noel Edmonds again? Oh, that's right. His stupid iPad map thing, whatever it is.
Yes. Well, it's not his. He's just sort of claimed it, yeah. Isn't he?
So it's made him basically. He's made Noel. Hey, if it's made Noel Edmonds feel better, whatever.
Yes. Know,
whatever. But he hasn't got shares in the company or anything, has he? Is that the thing?
No, he's not connected.
But he used to work. He's the owner of the company. Used to work with him or something. That's the only connection, isn't it? Or something. I don't know.
He used to be Mr. Blobby.
Yeah, something like that. But. Right.
Oh, it's not a blanket, it's a box, isn't it? Yeah, sorry.
No, but you do lie on a mat that the box controls, because then it puts electromagnetic...
Okay. Oh, so the blanket's on a box?
I think the blanket's on a box.
Okay.
No, the box is attached to the...
and this all goes in the mains.
All the evils of the world are in the box.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And what Edmonds is doing is putting the lid on all the evils of the world. He's essentially a bearded Pandora.
You could just buy a Dreamcatcher and be done with it, couldn't you?
And there we have it. yes. I've got see, look, I'm coughing.
Oh, lie on this.
Oh, hang on. I'll switch it on.
I'll just turn the box on. It's quite a slow system, John.
You've got to enter your password. We're getting blue screen.
Oh, I'm dying.
Sorry, it's a very slow system. You okay? Just hang on. Take a deep breath.
We've just got to install the updates. Windows 10.
It's on.
Oh, I feel fine now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is something in it after all.
Edmonds was right. That's good to know.
Thanks, Rube.
What just happened?
Thank you.
I don't know what happened. It was a gadget review or something. With Rube, Work Experience Punditry, thank you so much. You're listening to Talk Radio. Still to come, certainly in the next bit, there'll be the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. There will also be a game of Band or Dickens character in which you can win some meat. Thought for the day for Satanists as well, the arch... what's it called? Alexander Crowley, that's right. He's a high priest. He's from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. Here we are with his thought for the day for Satanists. It's Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Sir John Major's warned that quitting the EU could tear apart the UK and trigger instability in Northern Ireland. He's been taking part in an event for the In campaign with fellow former Prime Minister Tony Blair.
It's about how we manage tomorrow's world as well, how our future is governed and how opportunity comes to us as people in that future. It is an uncertain and insecure future, but leaving the European Union is about the worst thing we could do to prepare ourselves for that future properly, and that's why, in my view, we really should remain.
The Leave camp says the comments are irresponsible. A man has been arrested in Kent on suspicion of Syria-related terrorism. The 31-year-old was detained this morning in Margate. A taxi driver has denied murdering a woman who was last seen almost 14 years ago. Becky Godden Edwards' body was found in a shallow grave in Gloucestershire in 2011. 52-year-old Christopher Halliwell says he wants to represent himself at a trial. Search teams looking for a British man who went missing in Vietnam have found a body. And Webb from Norwich set off to climb the country's tallest mountain nearly a week ago. Ed Sheeran is facing a lawsuit of almost £14 million for allegedly copying a song released by X Factor winner Matt Cardle. The songwriters behind Cardle's 2011 single Amazing claim Sheeran exploited their work for his song Photograph. And a seagull has been rescued after it plunged into a vat of chicken tikka masala, turning it bright orange. The bird fell into a container of the food.
Finish your news.
John, you're making me laugh.
What happened? Tell us!
So,
start this story again.
Yes, do. Slowly. Read it word by word.
I was trying to do that.
Go on.
A seagull has been rescued after it plunged into a vat of chicken tikka masala.
I like it's the word plunged as well. That's what really sets this story on fire for
me. I'd love
if it had just fallen in, it's not so good, is it? But it plunged in.
That's what I'd do.
Turning it bright orange.
Yes.
The bird fell into a container of the food while trying to scavenge a piece of meat from a food factory bin on Monday.
Is that what happened to you, Dave?
Given your orange nature.
Mm. Good radio joke, guys.
Dave looks like an orangutan. That's the gist of it. But hang on, so where was this seagull?
It was in Wales.
In Wales, into a vat. How did you find that story?
Yeah, I mean,
well, look online, there's pictures of the bird.
Stop it.
It's bright orange.
Hang on, we're just looking online, guys.
Great lady.
Corny, this has just googled seagull, so
you need to just put seagull.
That is very funny.
Let me see.
Bika masala's the headline.
Bika masala. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Let me see. That is excellent.
Cancel the show.
All right, there you go.
Seagull.
The funniest thing has happened. We can't top the orange seagull picture. Cancel the radio. It's all about the picture. We should tweet that.
Oh. What?
Because it's a bird. It's a joke.
God, Dave.
Tweet it. It's a joke, Dave. It's a bird.
Sorry. Didn't quite get that. Buddy.
Can I do the weather
sophisticated
now?
Humour.
Wasn't it, though? Yeah. I mean, I'm basically like, I'm not Oscar Wilde.
I remember, Cornelius, do you remember the last time somebody made a tweet joke about a bird back in 2007 when Twitter launched? That was good, wasn't it?
No.
Victoria's got the weather.
Dry and bright for most places this afternoon with just the odd shower. Slightly cooler in the east with highs of 23 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So there are four new elements in the periodic table as of January, and you'll find that they want names for them. Various names are being considered at the moment. Obviously, the front runner is Element Face. But if you have a new name, we want to help out. We want to help the chemistry people. Four new elements. What should they be called? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
K-Hawk's been on. He says, John, if all four new elements were combined, they could call it compendium.
I don't get that.
Well, because a compendium is things that are combining.
Okay.
Sorry, Kay, I'll get wasted on Cornelius. Dave didn't even get the seagull joke. What's coming, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Obama-inium,
yes.
An element that is popular but not very effective.
Yeah, good.
You know how there's...
Who sent that?
That's coming from Samuel.
Thanks, Samuel.
Johnny says, you know plutonium?
Yes.
How about putinium?
That's good, actually.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Topical.
Very
sort
good.
Of.
Topical 2 years ago. James has been on injunctioninium.
Okay.
Right, that's where there's two elements interacting with each other, but then they join another one, making three. Super injunctinium. Where they react together is in a petri dish full of olive oil, but I can't name the individual elements.
Oh, really?
I could put the names of these elements out in America or Scotland, but I can't name those three individual elements in England, which is a shame. Referendium, which is an element that's both in and out at the same time. to provide balance and to keep Ofcom appeased. Referendum there. If you've got an idea of how you want to name the new elements, then 8722.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, we have been out on the streets because that is what we do, to find out what the people think. There are people and they're out on the streets and they think. But what do they think? That is the question. We like to go and find out on a daily basis. Today, do the people think swimming pools or leprosy?
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
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 Leprosy.
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 Swimming pools.
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
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 Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
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 Swimming pools.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools is leprosy.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
Leprosy.
Swimming pools.
Swimming pools. Leprosy.
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 There you have it. That's what the people think. They think either swimming pools or leprosy. But the question, of course, is what do you think? Do let us know. You can let us know on 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Do you think swimming pools or leprosy? Do let us know via text. Or, of course, you can let us know via Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you
know.
No. God, you're rubbish.
Start your message with any word you
know. No.
Start your message with any word you know.
No, not here.
No. I was just playing with you.
No.
Start your message with swimming pools or leprosy.
Good. That's the way to get into. By the way.
What?
You can win some meat later. I always wanted to point that out.
Meaty?
Meat. You can win some meat in a game of Band or Dickens character. It's.
Dickens character.
Today is the anniversary of the death of Charles Dickens, who died on this day in 1870. If you would like to win some meat by identifying characters from Dickens' work or band names, then you can register to play now on the usual number 8722.
Start your message with the word talk!
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
That's the way.
Oh, I've got a thing. Hang on. Look.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, watch this. Speaking of that's the way to do it, I found this the other day. I didn't find this for ages. Hang on. Let me show you what it is. It's in my wallet.
Oh, yeah.
That's not money, then.
How long has it been there?
A long time. Hang on.
Oh, no.
I have to take a drink.
What on earth is happening?
You just dropped a pill on air.
Well, no! I dropped a pill on air. Bear with me.
Yeah, I'm gripped.
That's the way to do it, and I've got a thing that does it. Look. I got it from a Punch and Judy man.
What on earth is happening?
Just remember, I got this. What it is, it's the thing that Punch and Judy men use in their mouths to do the punch voice. And you have to wedge it in the top of your mouth, and you talk through it, and that gives you the punch voice. But I can't do that, because it makes me choke. But I can put it in my mouth. But you have to get it wet to do it. And it's like two reeds and a thing.
Right.
And you just go...
Can you introduce the adverts?
I'll say it, you listen to Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hi there, I'm James Martin, and this summer I'm working with Asda to answer your everyday meal questions. How can I help you, Kelly?
Hi, James. I've got some school mums coming over for lunch tomorrow, so I need something quick but impressive. Any thoughts?
Crunchy cauliflower couscous is perfect. whiz up a cauliflower in a food processor and add pomegranate, apricots, spring onion, fresh herbs and some flaked almonds and pistachios from Asda's Good and Balanced range.
Yeah.
For the dressing, maple syrup, white wine vinegar and a bit of curry powder. And you've got a fabulous summer dish.
That sounds incredible.
It is, and if you want to try it at home, visit asda.com/James Martin for all the details.
Selected stores subject to availability.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
Still thinking about the cauliflower couscous with pomegranate? All those nuts and fresh herbs? And that dressing? Well, it's not just for Kelly. Now you can have it too. Because Asda's pomegranate seeds are just £1 a pack. You can get all these ingredients at Asda, as well as the full recipe at asda.com/James Martin.
Selected stores subject to availability. 80 grams.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
On the M1 in Derbyshire, the southbound entry slip road onto the motorway at junction 29A Bolsover still closed after a lorry fire this morning. The A34 Wilmslow bypass in Cheshire is closed northbound. They're recovering a broken down lorry between the Prestbury roundabout and the Wilmslow roundabout. Delays on the southbound M6 through the West Midlands, an accident at junction 10, Wolverhampton and Walsall. And at Hope under Dinmore in Herefordshire, the A49 is closed both ways, an accident there. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
What a weekend in store for Her Majesty's birthday and the start of Euro 2016. The question is, what's actually going on if you've not been invited to the birthday or can't make it to the Euros? We're your one-stop Euro and Queen's birthday shop. Not a phrase you'll hear anywhere else on British radio, you lucky people. On me, Your Majesty!
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast,
tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. The big debate coming at 3 o'clock as well, of course, as well as your chance to win some meat in that game of Band or Dickens character that I mentioned. Before that, though, what with it being a Thursday, it's time to invite our friend of the show into the studio. He is, of course, Vexander Crowley. He's the high priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles, which, as you know, is in Hendon. And the reason that he comes in is because, well, in many ways, broadcasting misses people out, doesn't it? There's elements of society, parts of society that just aren't catered for. Certainly when it comes to those pause for thought features that you hear often on Radio 2 or Radio 4. And it's the moment where you step off the world and it just gives you an insight into maybe your soul. What unites all those features is, of course, they're done by vicars and imams and rabbis, and they take an anecdote from their lives and tenuously link it to whatever deity it is that they believe in. But it's always for the same people, isn't it? For the Jews or the Christians or the people who believe in Islam. It's always the same. But what's missing from them all is people who worship the devil. It's where we fill in the gap then with the high priest. From the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, here is Vexander Crowley with his thought for the day for Satanists. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, with summer on its way, our thoughts naturally turn to summer fetes, car washes and other community money-raising activities. In our local satanic lodge, the fete is a real money spinner. We ask people to guess the weight of a dead goat. Prizes are handed out to two people, the ones who get it closest when the animal is weighed with its guts still in it, and the ones who guess the weight after the empty carcass is left on the steps of a church at midnight. Well, this year it fell to me to man the coconut shy. A family approached, paying the pound, which gave them three balls, and I stood back to watch as a child had a go. To be honest, try as he might, the poor little chap didn't get anywhere even close, throwing all three balls wildly off course and completely missing out on winning one of the hairy tropical tree eggs. But as one terribly thrown ball sailed past my head with absolutely no chance of hitting the target, I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For in the same way that the projectiles lobbed by the talentless boy had veered so wildly off course, so the ultimate tempter from out of the pit forces those who are good away from the straight and narrow. But while this youngster's ineptitude was accidental, the manner in which the arch-enemy of all that is holy causes chaos and havoc is not through chance or lack of clarity, but from a determination to ruin lives, and a mission, ultimately, to bring about the downfall of all mortals. And as a Satanist, I see myself as a vessel for this task. And frankly, selling three goes at a coconut shy for a quid won't cut the mustard. So that's why I turned to the child and said, "Don't worry, why don't you have another go? Here's three more balls from me, on the house." The child's father smiled, appreciating my kindness, but little did he know what I had planned. As the child took aim on his third ball, once again missing the intended target by an embarrassing margin, I silently lit a match and flung it onto the dry grass on the floor. Well, the tent being made of canvas, and because I'd doused it in petrol before the fete opened, meant that the whole thing went up like a rocket. Not only that, but the breeze very quickly carried the fire onto the other stalls. Before long, the whole event was up in flames. Screaming children and parents fled the scene, and as the bouncy castle collapsed, melting so that it looked like a cross between John Travolta's face and some runny cheese, I watched the scene, fire everywhere, and laughed. It looked like the Hindenburg disaster. And as the police and fire engines surrounded the scene and helpless bystanders watched the whole thing burn to the ground, I turned to the small child who had been throwing balls at my coconut shy. He looked upset and distressed at the scene which was unfolding in front of him. And that is why I knelt down to him and whispered into his ear, "You did that. It's all your fault." And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest of Exon Le Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Of course, listening to Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes, and it's time now for our diversity paper review. If you're new to it, it works like this. A different diversity each day reviews the papers for us. We are the most diverse programme in the world, certainly in broadcasting. It's the sort of thing that would make Lenny Henry tentpole his premier in duvet. Today we are joined by one of our regulars, of course. It is Mark. He is looking at the papers, and his diversity is that he's a
brown
one. What's in the papers today, Mark?
A few things caught my eye. One of which was this postie that has won the lottery. I think he won £2.6 million.
Right.
And he spent £2 million watching different sports matches around the world, just globe-trotting and watching. For example, he's went to Washington to watch the Redskins play American football. Yeah. He's been to watch a baseball game. He's been to watch all the Wales football matches for the last few months. And he's been to watch basketball, and he's going to all the Welsh games and the Euros. And he spent £2 million on this.
£2 million?
Yeah. I can't... Like, I know £2 million is a lot of money, but if I had lots and lots of money, I'd probably do the same thing.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you, I mean, is it, how much... Is it all gone?
Do you know what... I'm not sure... They haven't actually gone into the details about if it's all gone, because it's unclear if he's kind of put it into some sort of interest account and just is living off the interest.
Right.
He's also bought a house as well.
Yes.
So, I mean, he's got his house. He's kind of sorted,
it's kind of all right then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just go around to doing a... going back to doing his old post rounds again, and he'll be quite happy.
Well, that's, I mean, that, you know, at least he's used it. I mean, some would say unwisely, but I say wisely. He's done what he wanted to do with it, right? There's no problem with that. You know, he hasn't squandered it on.
I think it's actually a good news story.
That is a good.
That is a good news story.
Where is this postman in the country? Did you say?
He's in Wales,
right.
In the Vale of Glamorgan.
Yes,
I'm not sure what part of Wales that is, but it's Wales.
It's just the
cheesy part
by Glamorgan.
Is that Cardiff?
North of that. Okay. Well, no, I like it. You know, you always get the odd lottery story, don't you? And it's often they're tales of woe.
Yeah.
You know, like that horrible man, I can't remember his name, but who squandered it all on ostentatious jewellery and...
Oh, wasn't he the guy that bought loads of, like, old cars and used to race them in his garden?
Michael Carroll.
Yeah. Mike Carroll, yeah.
He was ostentatious and the jewellery, like, wasn't particularly to my taste.
Yes.
But he did what he wanted to do with it.
Annoyed the hell out of his neighbours.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And his neighbours were about half a mile away as well. I mean, they can't be that annoyed, can they?
He could have just bought their houses as well.
Yeah.
But didn't he just... He's gotten on left now, is that right?
I think that's the story. Was he on Big Brother recently? Or?
I don't know. Is that what, now he's a celebrity or something, is he?
Well, I don't know. There's that whole layer of non-celebrity celebrities, isn't it?
Yeah, which is like... Yeah, you're right. It's kind of not achieved anything, but some been in the paper once.
Yeah.
So this guy's future might be this. I mean, it could be a guy who's seen the most matches.
Yeah,
he's now a celebrity Big Brother because that qualified. I'll be honest, you're holding up the newspaper reading that out.
Yeah.
But on the reverse side that I'm looking at, I'm more interested in the half price garage shelving bays that are being advertised there. I think.
Is that something you'd like in your
home? If I had £2 million, I would buy a lot of shelving bays because my garage is a state. I'll be honest with you, it's a mess and it needs sorting out and it needs shelving bays. So now you've held that up and now I see that they're half price.
Well, in this particular paper, you can get 3 bays for £89.99.
See?
Or 4 bays for £119.
So for £2 million,
it's a limited offer only, though.
Oh, dear.
I could get a lot of shelving bays.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's interesting. what else have we got?
So it's the Queen's birthday. I'm not sure if it's the official one or the actual one. I'm not really.
It's the official
I don't
one.
Really understand much about the royal family. It's just so foreign to me.
Yeah.
They're
foreign to all of us. They're German.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But we're all being encouraged, or some people are going to be encouraged to go to a big picnic this weekend in London on the Mall to celebrate her 90th birthday. And apparently, 10,000 picnickers will devour 40,000. Triangle sandwiches.
That's going to take her ages to make, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's going to be there.
Ages.
God, bloody hell, Philip, curse my other birthday. I've had to do sandwiches for 4,000 people. She needs Noel Edmonds there. Why? Because he's Jesus. And he could feed those people with just two fishes and some bread. Jesus Edmonds, because he can cure the cancer now, can't he? So by laying on of his electronic mat. And making the blind see.
I really want to know what happened to Mr. Blobby. My mate in the pub told me Mr. Blobby was the banker on Deal or No Deal.
Then that must be true, if your mate in the pub told you.
Yeah. Not true. I've met the banker.
Well, how do you know? Yeah, but he might not have told you he was Mr. Blobby.
Did you meet the banker in a pub?
No.
Well,
maybe he's ashamed of
great story,
of his
Dave.
The banker used to be in Coronation Street.
Is it Craig Charles?
No.
Well, it might have been Mr. Blobby as well.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It might be.
Maybe.
Are you saying that? Is there something about the back? Are we not allowed to know ears or something? Is that why you've been...
It's probably on the internet, isn't it?
Credits.
Just tell us.
I can't remember his name.
Oh. Great.
He's a nice man, though.
I'm glad Dave's back with his stories. Makes the show go with a swing, doesn't it?
I like to think there is actually no banker. There's no one at the end of that phone. He picks it up and makes
it's
it up.
Edmonds talking to himself.
Yeah.
It's just recordings of Edmonds going, lie on the mat, Edmonds. Lie down on the mat. That's all it is.
Or maybe it's that machine making noises. And that's what you can hear. And that's what it's curing.
It's giving him positive vibes.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Fine. Yeah.
My third story is, this is quite sad, actually. Obviously, you know, Muhammad Ali died and there's going to be a funeral, I think, tomorrow.
Did he?
There's black...
Is this while I was on holiday?
Yeah, he's dead.
Missed that.
Sorry to break the news to you.
Right.
This way. He is tragically no longer with us. There's going to be a funeral tomorrow. It's going to be screened all over the world.
Yes.
But there's now a black market in tickets for the funeral.
Like it was a gig.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so...
I mean, the tickets were originally free as well, so these people were just making 100% profit on it.
There were people touting outside the funeral. Is that what this is?
Yeah. Yeah. That's awful, isn't it?
It is awful. Although, you know, again, you know, like, I mean, was Muhammad Ali that good?
Yeah, he was.
I mean, really?
Don't stop it.
No, but I mean, come on. I mean, you know, wasn't that good, was he? Was he?
Stop being an idiot.
I'm not. I'm just saying. Right, okay, what's his famous catchphrase?
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Right, I got stung like a bee, didn't really hurt. What's the threat? I mean, you know, if he'd wanted to, if he was any good, he'd have said, float like a butterfly. By the way, don't float, Muhammad.
Fly,
do they?
Don't they?
They
yeah.
flutter, right? For a start, flutter like a butterfly. Sting like a Portuguese man of war. Now, that is a pain. So if he wanted to frighten his opponent, he should have said, he should have picked something, or a stingray, which killed Steve Irwin. Right?
Flutter like a butterfly, sting like the stingray that killed Steve Irwin.
Would have been a better thing to say.
Catchy.
Because sting like a bee, you just go, so, put some vinegar on it. So what?
I think
he's overrated.
I once went to, I was in Australia once, and I went to the place where Steve Irwin died on a tour, and they literally just stopped the coach,
yes.
which was actually taking us to somewhere totally different, and they said, out there, about 50 metres out to sea, that's where Steve Irwin died. And I was like, that's such an odd thing.
It is. Just point at an expanse of water. Technically, you could, because all the seas join up, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I could walk to the Thames and go, there, that way, though, Steve Irwin died. Because I mean, it joins up eventually.
Yeah, that was definitely the highlight of that trip. There's also some breaking diversity news.
Oh, yeah, good
Hello.
News.
Samuel L. Jackson is worried that effects to improve diversity in the wake of the Oscar controversy
yes.
could have unintended consequences.
What are they?
An all-white list of actor nominees at the 2016 Oscars caused uproar and widespread debate, and Samuel L. Jackson is worried of a backlash. That's what he told Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby this morning. I'm not sure what they are. Someone scroll it back.
But I don't know what... You don't
basically,
know what...
don't ask Mark any more questions because it's just flashed up on the computer and he's only got those three paragraphs.
Apparently, he said, things will happen at Delby Films with people
of colour... about to be in the news?
...that have directed them and are actioning them. And all of a sudden, we'll have to start thinking, well, did they do this because they had controversy last year? Or am I really worthy of this award? Which is somewhat how I feel about coming in to do this segment, actually.
I'll be brutally honest with you, Mark. You are only here because of the colour of your skin. Because we're not racist. We're quite the opposite of that.
You're not racist. You've got brown friends like me.
Exactly right. Yeah. Thank you very much. Mark, pleasure as always. Thanks very much. That is Mark with the Diversity Paper Review. You're listening to Talk Radio. The big debate at 3 o'clock is next at 3 o'clock.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Can a car be stylish and affordable, have tricks up its sleeve like Advanced Park Assist, buy Xenon headlights, come with a year's free insurance and be yours to drive for just $169 a month? Yes, it's a Corsa. And yes, it might leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Limited Edition 1.4i 75PS 3-door with a year's free insurance for just $169 a month over 35 months with $2704 advance rental. To find out more, search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire, excess miles of contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 7 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Insurance underwritten by GS Insurance Limited. First year free insurance, 21 to 75 year olds. License held minimum 1 year. 18 to 20s, contact your local retailer. T's and C's apply, off runs 30th June.
This year, Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Visit armedforcesday.org.uk.
Stroke 5, what do you think of these new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips?
Well, Ian, they've been fantastic. They've got a strong lineup with salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce flavours. But the question is, who'll complete the squad? Yes, Ian, red sauce is full of flavour and strong in the crunch, but brown sauce has plenty of bite and a big, bold taste. You decide which one of these great new flavours will make the final squad on July the 1st. Burton's Fish and Chips kicks hunger into the back of the net.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, two former PMs claim Brexit would tear the UK apart. Ticket touts try and cash in on Muhammad Ali's funeral. And Ed Sheeran is being sued.
Talk Radio.
Leave campaigners have criticised a warning from two former prime ministers about the consequences of an EU exit on the unity of the UK. Tony Blair and Sir John Major say Scotland could have another poll on independence if it votes to remain and the country overall decides to leave. Northern Ireland Secretary Teresa Villiers, who's in favour of a Brexit, says she doesn't agree with their comments about Northern Ireland.
I feel it is quite an irresponsible allegation to have made. In my experience, the commitment of people in Northern Ireland to the political settlement and to exclusively peaceful and democratic means to determine Northern Ireland's future, I think that commitment is rock solid.
A man is being held on suspicion of Syria-related terrorism offences. Counter-terror officers arrested the 31-year-old in Margate in Kent in what they called a pre-planned and intelligence-led operation. A taxi driver will represent himself in a trial after pleading not guilty to the murder of a prostitute who was missing for almost a decade. 52-year-old Christopher Halliwell is accused of killing Becky Godden Edwards, who was 20, when she was last seen in Swindon 14 years ago. Sky's Fraser Maud was at Bristol Crown Court for the hearing.
He appeared by video link from Longlarton Jail. He appeared reasonably relaxed as he spoke to the judge and gave his plea of not guilty. That's a not guilty plea to the murder of Becky Godden sometime, the prosecution say, between January 2003 and April 2008. And in a rather uncommon move, he also indicated that he intended to defend himself.
The family of Muhammad Ali have called touts despicable for cashing in on his memorial service. Free tickets to tomorrow's event in Kentucky have been listed online for as much as £70. The boxing legend's funeral will also be streamed at London's O2 Arena from 7pm. A group of Conservative MPs is planning to call for Sir Philip Green to be stripped of his knighthood if he refuses to pump hundreds of millions of pounds into BHS's pension fund. Sir Philip will appear before a committee next week to explain his part in the demise of the company, which he sold for just £1 last year. 11,000 jobs are now at risk. And Ed Sheeran is being sued for more than £13 million for allegedly copying a song released by an X Factor winner. It's claimed his song Photograph infringes on the copyright of Matt Cardle's Amazing, which was released in 2012. Media lawyer Mark Stevens has told Talk Radio he can see some likeness between the two.
It is pretty much note for note similar, but in relation to Ed Sheeran's Photograph, it's at the back end of the song. It's sort of 2.25 minutes into the song there comes this little phrase, whereas in the Amazing, it's the chorus and it's in there a lot.
Talk Radio national weather.
Yep. Dry and bright for most places this afternoon with just the odd shower. Slightly cooler in the east with highs of 23 degrees.
Great, thanks Victoria, that's marvellous. You're listening to Talk Radio. Who's got the sport?
Ben.
Ben's got the sport live from Roadworks on the A1 just outside Little Ponton in Lincolnshire.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England goalkeeper Joe Hart says he'd be happy to take a penalty if one of their Euro 2016 games goes to a shootout. He's taken them in the past for the national side's under-21s and his club, Manchester City. With England's notoriously poor record in penalty shootouts in mind, Hart says he won't shirk the responsibility.
I'd always be comfortable doing that, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be at least 9, well, maybe fully 10 technically better players than me out there on the pitch, but we'll wait and see, and you know, hopefully we'll progress through the group stages, which is our first priority, and you know, that might come.
Former Liverpool and Denmark defender Daniel Agger has retired from professional football at the age of 31. He says recent years struggling with injury have been difficult, but that he's proud of his career. On to cricket, England are batting in the third and final Investec test with Sri Lanka at Lord's. Alistair Cook's side a short time ago were 135 for 4. Under pressure, Nick Compton was dismissed just before lunch for just one run. Finally, rugby, and England have dropped fly half George Ford for the first test with Australia at the weekend. Owen Farrell comes in. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much. That's Ben with the sport live from the roadworks on the A1 just outside Little Ponton in... Stop! In Lincolnshire. Ben, the sport... Actually, don't my ear.
Yeah, it's quite loud, wasn't it?
It's quite loud. Yeah, okay, big debate coming next. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Yep. Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio Thursday afternoon. And today on the programme, don't forget, we are giving away the cure for cancer. Yes, Noel Edmonds could come round to your house and tell you it is all the fault of negative energy. Now, all you need to do when the bearded idiot arrives is lie on him and allow his facial hair bristles to tickle your back. The electricity generated, the energy, or as he calls it, Edmundgy, that his beard emits will then go into your body and cure your cancer, whether you've got it or not. And if you're lucky, he might well put a finger up your bottom to check your prostate. Although he probably won't, because he's an old Radio 1 DJ from the 70s and there could be a misunderstanding. It's the great cancer curing Noel Edmonds home visit giveaway only this afternoon on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Okay then, it's time for the big debate. So, welcome to the big debate this afternoon, which is, of course, based on the story that everybody is talking about, really. This is the energy firm, Sea Energy. They're based in the north, Cumbria, bits in Scotland, Aberdeen as well. They've got branches everywhere, but unfortunately, the energy services, oil and gas interests are falling, and many have said The near £2 million disposal of its valuable asset, Return to Sea, known as R2S, is going to be the end of the road for the North East Company, based in Cumbria. This is Sea Energy, and listening to that, is Roger. Roger, you're listening to me say that it's the end of the road for this company, but where we're going, we don't need roads. Is that right, Roger?
No, we don't need roads.
Right.
I think their famous saying is, all roads lead to Rome.
Yes.
And no one wants to go to Rome anymore.
No, and why is that, do you think?
Probably something to do with Silvio Berlusconi. No one wants to risk getting felt up.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point. And are you saying then, and let's be clear on this, because this is going to be a contentious issue this afternoon, are you saying there's a direct correlation, Roger, between roads and being felt up? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, 100%.
Right, just on the phone for a moment, because I want to bring in Derek, who's in Hitchin, who's got the opposing point of view. Derek, good afternoon.
Hello there, John.
Hello.
Nice to speak to you.
And to you.
I've heard this sort of argument before from people like Roger. And indeed, Roger, you know, you and I have come face to face on a number of occasions, haven't we?
Yes.
Yes, we have. And what I'd like to say is that my wife and I, we operate a system where, you know, a lot of people stand there in villages,
yes,
measuring cars' speeds.
Yes.
We do much the same, and we just give them a thumbs up and say, carry on using the roads, because quite frankly, we need them.
We need roads, Roger.
Yes.
That's what Derek's saying. He's saying we need roads. You're saying that they all lead to Rome, which is, of course, where you will get felt up by Silvio Berlusconi. But let me ask this question. Where would we put road, Roger? If you want to get rid of roads, which is what you're saying, where would we put them?
Well, I don't think we need to necessarily put them anywhere. Have you heard of sinkholes?
Yes.
I'd say we just create a bunch of sinkholes where all roads are and let them just slip away.
So dig underneath the roads and let them just fall into the sinkholes, and that's the end of it.
Yes.
This is a spurious argument, and I've heard this before from Roger. Look, my mother lives in Sheffield. I often drive up there to see her. She's an elderly lady.
Yes.
The prospect of bumping over fields, going into sinkholes,
yes,
very bumpy on your bottom.
Yes.
And, you know, I need to get up to see my mother, and I'm blowed if I'm going to go down a sinkhole in order to do it.
Right, OK. Well, that, again, is a very good point, isn't it, Roger? Because Derek will be blowed if he goes down a sinkhole.
Well, he doesn't have to drive over the sinkhole.
Well, where would he drive, then? Are you suggesting the field?
Where will I be blowed, then? By Silvio Berlusconi? I don't think so. Is he going to be blowed to do it?
He might do. But we're forgetting all the other forms of transport. Why don't you just take a helicopter?
Well, Roger, wait a minute. Roger, you're just being silly now, because people can't afford helicopters. I mean, should Silvio...
Should he be blowed to do it? I mean, I can be blowed, certainly. I can be blowed to go and meet my mother. Can you be blowed, Roger?
I don't think I can.
Bump on your bottom. Well, I can be blowed, and if I want to go and see my mother, I'm blowed if I'm going to do it every weekend. If there are sinkholes.
But we're only talking about one big sinkhole that connects all roads. So the bumpiness isn't actually going to be that much of a factor. It'll be more of the initial falling.
The question, gentlemen, look, the question remains... Wait a minute. The question remains, where would we put the... If you're going to get rid of roads... Yes, you're saying put them into sinkholes, right? But I've just got a text in here. It says, what if we collect up all the old roads and we put them on an island? Not a traffic island, that's confusing, obviously, but on a remote island, and we leave them there. So there's basically road collection. So when specially adapted trucks dig up the road and remove... It's just rubble. They remove it, we put it on an island, we change the name of the island to avoid confusion with the Greek island of Rhodes. But you see the point. You see the point that's being made here, Derek?
Yes, I do. I do, and I've heard that before. But it's not going to help me. And frankly, Roger coming here talking about his one big stinkhole, it's not really going to help matters. Yes, you could have an island, and you called it Rhodes with an H or without an H.
Yes.
It's not going to help me to go visit my mother, is it?
How is he going to get to... I mean, you said helicopter, that's just ludicrous. How is he going to get to visit his mother? Come on.
Well, I think maybe the real issue here is, why has his mother chosen to live so far away from him? Maybe he should take the hint.
Well, that's a...
That's being personal. That is being personal. My mother met a gentleman, all right, I don't like him very much, and they moved up this Chesterfield way up there.
Yeah.
And they moved, you know, and that's up to her. But that doesn't negate the fact that she is my mother, and yes. I want... All right, she's not been very kind to me.
Yes.
And she's much nicer to my sister, but I make every effort to get up to see her. Bump, 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 I'd go if I was on the field. Bump, bump, bump on my bottom.
You would get a bump on the bottom, wouldn't you? If he went on your...
Bump on my bottom in a car on a field. It's no good. I want a nice, smooth road.
A nice, smooth road, Roger. What's wrong with... There you think about it. What's wrong with a nice, smooth road, Roger?
Well, roads are very boring. Is it more exciting if we are to have roads? Why don't we have obstacles on them? Yeah, have 3-foot-tall speed bumps everywhere and... flumes.
Well, it's it's interesting you say this, because think about the housing shortage, right? So what are roads made of, Roger?
No.
What roads are made, right, of...
Yes, they are, actually.
They're made of that, but whatever it is they make roads out of, if you broke all that up, you could use it to build houses. Or, why not, and this is Roger's point, Derek, lift the roads up in bumps, but big humps, one after the other, which underneath that, then, is basically a shelter, isn't it? Another word for a shelter is a house. The M1 is miles long, and that's miles and miles of houses, right? You could still drive over them, bump, bump, bump on the bottom, but it would also slow the traffic, because there'd be fewer accidents. And you've got the housing shortage is solved, isn't it?
Well, no, because I... Look...
And your mum, your mother could move down closer to you and live in one of these road shelters.
I don't want my mum living down near me in a road shelter. No one wants to live in those. They tried it out in Rhodes, actually. You know, the Greek island.
Yes.
Not your pretend road island.
No, the other road island.
No one wants to live in those. I want to live in a proper house.
Yes.
And while we're on the subject... Roger, I looked up names of, in popular culture, roads. Baker Street, Jerry Rafferty. Mm. The Fifth Beat Bridge Song, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes.
A-bomb in Wardour Street. 42nd Street. All right, there are roads, but they're more or less roads.
Yeah.
Do you want to negate all that? Do you want to throw all that popular culture away?
Yeah, absolutely.
Penny Lane, Eddie Grant's Electric Avenue. Going to rock down to what? A field?
Yeah, why we're not? Happily rock down to a field. That's where you have raves.
He's got a point there, hasn't he? You do have raves. You don't have raves on roads, do you, Derek? No, you don't.
Well, I'm going to be blowed if I'm going down by Eddie Grant or anyone else.
Roger, I want to ask you.
He's an idiot.
Roger, the
living in a sleeping policeman on a road. I'm not sure I want a sleeping policeman. Thank you. No, thanks.
What about roadkill? Let me just bring in that. Someone's just texted in, Lucy's texted in saying, roadkill, the clue is in the name. Without roads, it would just be kill. Isn't that better? Is that better, Roger?
Yeah, absolutely. Just standard kill.
Yep.
I would happily go for that. Roadkill is needless.
Yes.
But just murder people everywhere, or animals, whatever you want. Don't restrict yourselves to...
Basically, you're saying that location kill isn't important, but where it could be any kill. Not just on roads.
Yeah, don't restrict yourself.
Yeah. Derek, I mean, would you... final points, really, now. We've got to wrap this up.
Yes.
But, final points. I mean, would you like to see just generic kill? I mean, you're for roads. I mean, what's so special about kill that's on roads?
Well, I would... It's controversial, but I'd like to see Roger dragged through a field and...
Killed. Yes. I mean, would you be blowed to do that?
Well, I could be blowed to do it, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, certainly could be blowed to do it. But all I know is I've got to get up to see my mother every other weekend, cream the bottom, and quite honestly, if it's going to be that difficult, I'd have to get the social services in. Very inconsiderate.
Roger, I'd like you to sum up that debate for us in one word.
Rage.
Derek, same question.
What did he say?
He said rage.
Blowed.
And there we must leave it. Thank you, gentlemen. That debate's set to run and run, of course. Do we need roads? Where are we going? Do we or don't we need roads? We'd like your opinion. Please, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
So much is like.
If you can be blowed.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Hurry, offer ends Thursday. Search Sky Bundles. Sky, believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup, minimum contract and further terms apply.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Euro 2016. Goal-scoring legends, red card villains, and returning champions. 10bet, premium sports betting. Over 22,000 live events every month. Hundreds of in-play and fast markets. Feel the excitement. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
5-0 levels of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Doncaster in South Yorkshire, the A19 Askham Road is closed between Askey Lane and Victoria Road because of a police incident. The Wilmslow bypass in Cheshire, the A34, still closed northbound after the Prestbury roundabout because of a lorry which has overturned. There's an accident closing the A49 at Hope under Dinmore in Herefordshire. And through Wiltshire, the A303 is partly blocked at Winterbourne Stoke, where some power cables have come down. I'm Dave Stamford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John, if we got rid of roads, then what about the travel reporters that would be unemployed? Just heard the travel there, mentioned several roads. Think about them. Think about what would happen to their families if we got rid of roads. They'd have literally nothing to report on. That's just come in there from Sally Traffic at Radio 2. If you've got a reaction, then do let us know about the big debate. Do we still need roads? Derek in Hitchin was very very sure we did. He didn't want to see he could be blowed to go up to see his mother in Sheffield. But how was he going to get there through the sinkholes that Roger, who was against roads, was suggesting we dig under all roads? What's your opinion? What's been coming in?
Lots coming in. Rody McRoadface says with no roads there'd be no Jeremy Clarkson. So he said get rid of roads. And Dave Stamford says I bloody love roads. I want more roads. They should get laid as often as your mum.
Right. Rhodesia is spare now as a name, isn't it? Because it's Zimbabwe. So we could take all the roads to Rhodesia and leave them there. Someone else has just written the word rhododendron, slightly misunderstanding what's going on. Tim has been on. It just says, well, John, whatever, I just couldn't care fewer. Radio in the afternoons, specifically a Thursday one, and that means we turn now to the world of show business and our Talk Radio in the afternoons show business reporter, who is a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's Rhys from over at TalkSport. Good afternoon, Rhys.
Good afternoon, guys.
Are you well?
I'm very well.
Excellent. And I imagine the world of showbiz is glowing with health.
It is busting this week.
And what particular showbiz is busting?
Lindsay Lohan's knickers are busting out of a dress to start off with. Starting off on a slightly subtle note.
It's a strong start.
She was out partying with pal Kourtney Kardashian in London when the wardrobe malfunction happened as she was getting out of a car. Basically did a bit of a Paris Hilton.
Right, no, okay, so hang on, let's back up. So which one's Kardashian again? She's the one with the
TV and the... No, this is the one with the big backside sister. This is one of her many, many sisters. Clones, if you will.
Right, okay. It's very
with a K.
It's very confusing.
Keeping
with
up with clones.
Yeah. Right, okay, so it's a Kardashian. She's come out, she's got out of a car and shown her pants.
She has.
That's the news.
Yep.
Okay. You're right, absolutely right. Paris Hilton has done this. Britney Spears famously showed off Little Britney. Shaved Britney, didn't she? Do you remember that?
She did.
What news of the Kardashian underwear, though? I was going to say, what's the scoop? But that's not the right phrase to use in there.
They were red. The underwear was red. Lindsay Lohan's underwear was red as she got out of the car, which is basically the news here.
Right. Sorry, I'm confused. What's that got to do with the Kardashian?
She was with a Kardashian in London.
Right.
Mm. It was a Kardashian's car that she got out of.
She's getting out of a Kardashian.
It was a Kardashian.
Yes.
A Kardashian. Boredom.
Yes.
No, a low hat. Forget it, move on.
Chloe Sims and millionaire Robert Chinguez, and that's the best I'm going to get out of that, to be honest, enjoy a night out amid mounting criticism. I'm not quite sure why their mounting has been criticised, but it appears that they're I think it's the 22-year age difference that's being criticised, but there is mounting criticism. But they enjoyed a night out anyway.
Who are these people again?
Chloe Sims is from The Only Way Is Essex, and Robert, 55, is some sort of entrepreneur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And right. And do we know where they? Do we know their background? Where did they meet? Do we know any of this?
Money.
Good. So okay. So they've been criticised, and he's older than her. And
they went out for dinner. She wore a little black dress, which is helpfully referred to here as an LBD.
Yeah.
A tiny LBD, which was busting apart. Everyone seems so excited when they're talking about all this sort of stuff.
Right.
But yeah, younger sort of faux celebrity goes out with old entrepreneur mounting.
Right, and that's been criticised.
Their mounting has been criticised, which at 55, to be fair.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to criticise a man's mounting at 55.
Exactly.
You know, they've... I'm trying to conjure up some interest in this, and I literally don't have any. Anyone have any interest in the show, in this story?
Yeah, how long have we got to fill? Got about, a little bit.
No, just in the, I don't know what Chloe Sims is. I don't know what the man Robert is.
Chinguez, I think.
Yeah, good. And where did you find this information?
In the biz.
Great. anything else?
Speaking of mounting, the headline for this story is, I was being mounted by a ghost. Trust me, I wasn't high. Singer Bobby Brown claims he once had sex with a ghost after he bought a spooky mansion. But he wasn't under the influence at the time, which you've got to believe him.
Yeah, well... right, okay, let's dissect this one. Right, so...
I got quotes.
Oh, please do.
I bought this mansion in Georgia. This was a really, really spooky place. One time I woke up and... this is literally what he says. And, yeah, a ghost. I was being mounted by a ghost. I wasn't high... I was not tripping.
Was it, do we know the identity of the ghost? Was it a man ghost, a lady ghost, an animal ghost?
That is not detailed in this data.
Right. Mm. Okay, let's speculate. So, Robbie Brown. Mm-hmm. Which one's he again?
Bobby Brown.
Bobby.
Houston. Isn't he Whitney Houston's husband or son?
Was it the ghost of Whitney Houston?
Possibly.
Because she died, didn't... Did Whitney Houston... Yes, she died.
Yeah, she died.
So was it her ghost?
That'd probably be more convenient for him, but he hasn't come forward with any sort of details.
I mean, you can't just drop a ghost bomb, can you? You can't just I was mounted by a ghost, and then just not give us any of the details.
Exactly.
I mean, I want the full knowledge of that. You know, if someone is going to, without your permission, slip... Pardon me, but put the willies up you...
Exactly.
Then I want to know the identity of the Willy Putter, don't you?
Yeah, it helps.
Come on, Bobby Brown, pull your finger out.
As it were.
Yeah. hey, Reese, do you mind hanging around? Because this showbiz stuff's fascinating to all of us, I know.
Yeah, man, I'll hang
out. Great. We'll do more showbiz reports very shortly on Talk Radio. Also, in the next bit, you can win some meat in a game of band or name of Dickens character. And I dare say there'll be another news in haikus on the way. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And Victoria's got the news.
The Northern Ireland Secretary is describing a warning about leaving the EU by two former Prime Ministers irresponsible. Exit campaigner Teresa Villa says the commitment to a political and peaceful settlement in the region won't be affected by the EU referendum result. Two former rivals are in Londonderry to campaign for the Remain camp, Tony Blair and Sir John Major, who has this warning about the future of the UK.
If Scotland votes in the referendum to stay in the European Union, but the UK as a whole chooses to leave, there is a serious risk of a new referendum.
A man has been arrested on suspicion of Syria-related terror offences. The 31-year-old was held after what police describe as a pre-planned and intelligence-led operation in Margate in Kent. A taxi driver has denied murdering Becky Gordon Edwards, whose body was found in a shallow grave in Gloucestershire 8 years after she disappeared. 52-year-old Christopher Halliwell pleaded not guilty at Bristol Crown Court. The Foreign Office says a body has been found in the area of Vietnam where a British man went missing almost a week ago. 22-year-old Aidan Webb from Norwich was last seen setting off on his own to climb Vietnam's tallest mountain. And Ed Sheeran is facing a $20 million lawsuit for allegedly copying a song released by X Factor winner Matt Cardle. Two songwriters claim the singer exploited their work on a breathtaking scale for his hit Photograph. They'll be represented by the lawyers who successfully sued Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams over their hit Blurred Lines. The weather: isolated showers are likely to continue across some central and northern areas tonight. Some rain in the west with lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow will be cloudier for many with scattered showers or longer spells of rain, mainly in the north and west. There'll be some brighter intervals as well with the best of the sunshine in the southeast. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria!
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's right, it's the afternoon thing. I am John Holmes, and I don't know whether you've been out and about today, but you might if you have. It's a lovely day, and it's a nice day like this because it brings the news out, doesn't it? It's lovely to walk along, just having a look, just going, oh, look at that, the news. The news is out in the sunshine, and a lot of people have got their news out today, haven't they? Because the weather's taking that turn. I don't know whether you've seen any of the news coming.
No, I missed the news. I tried to go down to the canteen during that news there. But they'd run out. I was too late for news.
The canteen is shut.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Don't know. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
No, much like the introductions to this. But the point is, we simplify the news here because we do know it's complex and often has many layers. But we like to simplify the news in the afternoons here on Talk Radio, and we do it by breaking news down to its basic component, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. The news explained then in 5 syllables and 7 syllables and 5 syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
Glamour woman of the year awards. Where's men's awards are sexists?
The news in haikus. Showbiz is what we're talking now, because Reese, our colleague over from off of TalkSport, has joined us. He is a man with no interest in and probably even less knowledge of showbiz, which is why he comes in contractually to review it. We've already talked about a Lohan and a Kardashian and a Sims and an unpronounceable surname somebody and a ghost that's having some love-in time with the former squeeze of the deceased Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown. All the big stories, then. What have we got next?
We've got the biggest.
Go on.
Beyonce sneezed on stage. That's it.
Great.
That's that one, cut and dry.
That's it. That's the news.
Yep. Beyonce sneezed.
Does she have hay fever?
It's the time of year for it, isn't it?
Mm.
Maybe that's what it was. I mean, I don't...
Hay fever.
What?
Well, people know her as Bay, Beyonce.
Why?
Because that's just her short name. Look, Dave agrees that Bay Fever is a good and acceptable pun in this circumstance.
Jay Ziva. Also quite a good one.
Yep.
Anyone else got any Beyonce-based Hay Fever puns?
I don't know any of her songs.
Halo. Halo's one.
Halo Fever.
There you go. TG up, you knock it down.
Mm.
What a team we are.
Do you want to join in, Reese?
Bee of some description, pollinated bee. I don't know. Some, yeah,
it's fine. It's good.
It's
good. That's all I got.
It's good. You brought your A game. So she sneezed on stage. Where?
In front of 45,000 screaming fans. I haven't got it in front of me, but no. She sneezed on stage.
Yeah.
And they cheered. Apparently the crowd, according to this, couldn't get enough of it, and cheers erupted. Like, that's what gets a pop now, is nasal activity.
I mean, maybe she's on something there, because if she, you know... I mean, when a famous pop star, and you've got something of theirs,
yeah,
right, then it's often worth money, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'll give you a for instance. My sister has we used to call it a mouth organ, but it's probably called something different now, isn't it, in the music? Is it, harmonica? Harmonica, mouth organ, whatever. Anyway, my sister has the harmonica / mouth organ of Bret Michaels, the lead singer of Poison, which she claims still has some of his spit in it.
Ah, okay.
Right? And she's pleased by this, or certainly was back in the day. Mm-hmm. But she claimed that would be worth money because it would have the DNA of Bret Michaels in. To be honest, most people in Hollywood have the DNA of Bret Michaels in, as far as I know. But the same thing would be true of Beyonce. If you're in the front row and Beyonce snots on you, right? Would you wash that? Because that could be worth...
It could be worth a few quid, yeah.
Yeah. And also used to clone... In the future, if you froze Beyonce's nasal mucus, then you could create some kind of Jurassic Park style scenario where you brought Beyonce's back to life and had loads of clones, like we talked about with Kardashian, but loads of Beyonce sort of running around in a sort of...
Babies. Bay. Again, Beyonce.
Although, if she has got hay fever, she would hate a tropical island, wouldn't she?
Yeah, that's true.
Not playing very
Jay's either.
It's a shame that Whitney Houston didn't sneeze on Bobby Brown, because then he could have used some of that to bring her back to life and thus done the sexy stuff with her rather than her ghost, which we were discussing earlier.
Yeah.
Anything else in the showbiz news?
Yes, Colleen Rooney has hit critics who say that she's always on holiday, this after she was reported in going on holiday 10 times last year, by saying, "It's got nothing to do with anyone. I'm privileged that I'm able to go on holiday, and if anyone else had the opportunity, they would go as well." So, Colleen Rooney rubbing it in the face of the working classes.
Which makes a change from her husband, who likes to rub it in the face of old granny prostitutes.
Yep.
Anything else?
Perry Edwards and Dougie Pointer get close at Glamour Bash. I'm so glad you did.
Back up.
Perry Edwards.
What's that?
Nando's product.
She's from Little Mix. Little Mix.
Little Mix?
Yes.
Right?
She's the one that used to go with Zayn Malik.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not helping me.
One Direction.
I've heard of that.
Music.
I've heard of that.
Good.
Good. Okay, fine. So Perry Mix. used to go out with... No, he's going out with Zayn Malik. No.
No.
Who is it now?
It is Dougie Pointer. This is another getting close story at a Glamour Bash.
Right.
And Dougie Pointer's not long split up with Ellie Goulding, of course. Mm.
And what's Dougie Pointer do?
He's off of McFly.
McFly, the band.
I know of them, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not a Philistine.
Apparently Perry looked amazing and caught Dougie's eye. According to our friend A Source.
He gets around at A-Sauce.
He really does.
Andy Sauce.
When she caught his eye, is that because he sneezed it out? Like,
yeah, he's got a glass eye, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he falls out at gigs. That's what they call McFly eye. Because his eye flies. When he sneezes at gigs, his eye flies out of the socket, and that's where they got the name McFly eye. And that's a showbiz fact, Reese.
Yep.
Reese, thank you very much for your showbiz. That's Reese from TalkSport doing our showbiz roundup, despite having no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's 20 minutes to 4 o'clock. We will be giving you the chance to win some meat next in a game of band or Dickens character.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slackbottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply broadband is totally unlimited. And now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends 17th of June. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo, £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Come on, lads! Oh, God, better take this. Hello! Hello! Oi, pipe down, you lot. I'm on a business call. Cheers. Hello?
With eReceptionist, all calls are answered and can be diverted to a colleague to suit your schedule. So with eReceptionist on your side, you'll never miss a business call. Or the game, for that matter. For a free 30-day trial, head to ereceptionist.co.uk. Usage conditions apply. Cancel any time within 30 days.
Come on!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Doncaster in South Yorkshire, the A19 Askham Road is closed between Usky Lane and Victoria Road because of a police incident. The Wilmslow Bypass in Cheshire, the A34, still closed northbound after the Prestbury roundabout because of a lorry which has overturned. There's an accident closing the A49 at Hope under Dinmore in Herefordshire. And through Wiltshire, the A303 is partly blocked at Winterbourne Stoke, where some power cables have come down. I'm Dave Stamford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
A differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Now, scientists... discovered four new elements for the periodic table. They haven't been given names as yet. They are now road testing some names for these elements, which up to now have only gone by their atomic numbers. So this afternoon we're going to help out the scientists by coming up with some new names for them. You're encouraged to do so on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
A lot coming in, thank you. We've already had super injunctioninium. That's two elements that interact with a third one, making three, and they do that in a Petri dish full of olive oil. But I'm not allowed to bring you the names of the individual elements, although people in Scotland and America do know the names of those elements. Noel Edmundsium. That's an idiotic element that thinks it can cure cancer. That came in earlier, I think, from James. Referendium, which is an element that was both in and out at the same time to provide balance. And some more new ones coming in. Cornelius has got a couple, I know.
Yes, Nigel says, what about one of the elements? They're so small that they're hardly seen, so you could be calling them Channel 5ium.
Yes.
Yes, and they said, someone else, who's this? Nick has said, Silicon should be renamed after Katie Price.
Ed Sheeranium. It's an element that's more or less an exact copy of the element Matt Cardlium. thank you for that, Dan. Okay, you can keep those elements coming in, by the way. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word talk.
Let's go to the telephones because we're about to give away some meat this afternoon. And there is a man on the telephone now. He's called Kev. Hello, Kev.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very good, Kev. You?
I'm great. But did you just say, give it away meat?
I say, I'm giving away meat.
Oh, I feel like I've been duped. I thought it was a speedboat or a holiday or a Harley Dozer. I didn't know it was meat.
No, that's that was a typo.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I'll play anyway.
All right, fine. You've got the choice, Kev, of chicken, beef, or lamb. Or if you're a vegetarian, I'm going to guess you're not. You can win a box of organic veg.
Right. I'm going to go for the veg, John. Sorry, I work at Smithfield. I don't want meat. I'd like a speedboat, but I'll have the veg.
We could put a toy speedboat in the veg.
Perfect. I'll use that in the bath.
There you go. along with the veg. This is Kevin. He works at Smithfield. Why would he want meat? He sees it all day. How's your knowledge of Dickens, Kev?
So, John. I'm prepared to have a crack at it.
All right. Well, look, he died. Charles Dickens, this is, of course. Not David Dickens' son. But Charles Dickens died on this day in 1870. So what we've got here is a list of characters out of Dickens novels or bands, and you simply have to tell me whether they're a band or a Dickens character. It is, I'd like to say, that simple. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Who is speaking
Hello,
just there. What's he called? Producer Dave will be keeping score.
I will.
Very simple then. Just simply say to me, band or Dickens character. Eyes down, gentlemen. Here we go. Alphabetical order, of course, as we know. Cornelius versus Kev. Kev first. Here we go. Band or Dickens character? Fezziwig.
Dickens.
Correct. From Christmas Carol, of course. Off to a very good start there, Kev. Cornelius. Flint Winch.
Band.
No. Character from Little Dorrit. Kev. Nadja.
Band?
Yes. Cornelius.
Yes.
Honey Thunder.
Band.
No. Character from The Mystery of Edwin Drood by Charles Dickens. Kev. Swedelpipe.
Dickens.
Yes, from Martin Chuzzlewit. Very good. Mr. Cripples.
Band?
Little Dorrit character.
Oh, my God.
You're not good at this, are you? You need to be more literary.
Yeah, I know.
You thick git. Chicken Stalker, Kev.
Chicken Stalker band.
Right. No. Chicken Stalker is a character. It's a Dickens character.
You thick git.
Uriah Heep.
Band.
No!
Sorry. What is it? Dickens character.
But you know what? I'm going to give you half a point each because it's both. Uriah Heep is a character from Dickens and...
Well, I said Danny both, Cuffield. So really I should get both
No,
points.
You didn't. And Uriah Heep is also a band named after that character, so I'm going to give you that. Kev, Boo Radley.
Band.
Yes. Named after a character, but not Dickens. It's from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Technically it's the Boo Radleys.
It's a good question. Whose go is it? Cornelius.
Mine.
Band or Dickens character? Tapper Tit.
I'm going to say Dickens?
Yes, from Barnaby Rudge is the right answer.
Yes,
Tapper Tit, character from Barnaby Rudge, on Something Your Mum Says to You.
Don't laugh at that.
Band or Dickens character? Choose which one, Con. Band or Dickens character? Peckersniff.
Band.
No. Character from Martin Chuzzlewit.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is not.
It absolutely is. Cornelius.
Hi.
Band or... Character. Merkin.
Band.
Yes, there's a band called Merkin. Mm. Kev. Tulkinghorn.
Band.
Bleak House. Dickens character from Bleak House. Cornelius. Batter Blaster.
Dickens.
Band. It's a band. Sergeant Buzzfuzz.
Band.
No. Character from the Pickwick Papers.
Oh, come on.
Mealy Potatoes.
Dickens.
Dickens character from David Copperfield, yeah. Mealy Potatoes. Mr. Todger. Kev, Mr. Todger.
Right. Dickens.
Yes, from Martin Chuzzlewit. Very good. Feeder.
It's a band, Colin, it's a band.
Dickens.
Half a point each because it's both.
Yes.
Band is Dombey and Son is where the character Feeder is, and the band of course called Feeder. Kev, band or Dickens character Fanny Cleaver.
Dickens.
Yes, Fanny Cleaver is a character in Our Mutual Friend by Charles Dickens. And finally, band or Dickens character Dick Swiveller.
Dickens.
Yes! Dick Swiveller is a character from the old Curiosity Shop by Charles Dickens. Very good. Let's go to producer Dave, who's got the scores.
You got the scores, John.
It's very literary today, isn't it? We're all learning something. We're
Do
all
you know what,
something.
John? I was just thinking how highbrow that game was.
Very highbrow.
Very highbrow.
What's the score, then? You have to check the system, I imagine.
I've got to check the system, John, yeah.
Kev, can you bear with us? You've just got to check the system, Kev, to see what your points were. Just check the system.
I've got all the time in the world.
Good.
This is quite a slow system, Kev.
Checking the system. Take some. It's quite a slow system. Just bear with us when we check the system.
System's ready, John.
Okay. Did he score points?
Cornelius scored 4 points, John.
Yes. And what did Kev get?
Kev scored.
Yeah.
7 points, John.
Oh. Can you just check the system to see whether that's enough to win some vegetables?
Just check the system, Kev. Sorry, mate. 1 second.
It's quite a slow system, Kev. I'm really sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
I don't know what Jake Yap's been doing to the system this week.
Is it even slower than normal?
Yeah, it's got something in it.
It's probably got some vegan in it.
Ugh. System's ready, John.
Okay, he got 7 points. Is that enough for Kev, who works in Smithfield Meat Market, to win a box of organic vegetables?
John.
Yeah.
Yes, it is!
Yes, congratulations! Yay! That is Kev winning a box of organic vegetables courtesy of Talk Radio and band or Dickens character, because Charles Dickens died on this day in 1870. Good, well done, Kev. Good afternoon, Sam Delaney.
Hi.
Hi there. Have you got some kind of programme coming up?
It's got a pocket square.
Yeah, it's got a pocket square. It's not square.
This is actually quite casual. Some chinos, some slip-ons.
Oh.
It's I'm going for a continental Playboy look.
It's not bad actually. It's a little bit Steve Martin in
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yes,
exactly the look I'm going for.
That's exactly what I was going to. Yeah.
Is it a silk pocket square?
Yeah, I think it's silk. Or it might be faux silk.
Yeah, that'll be. No one's going to know, are they?
The good thing about actually our boss Denny Morris, who's the most dapper man in radio.
Yes, he does today look very much like. I said to him earlier,
thinks he's Brian Ferry today. He's got his tie undone.
It's really weird. Yeah. He's walking around with his suit and his tie undone. You're absolutely right.
Martini glass.
He looks like a dodgy uncle at the end of a wedding, doesn't he?
Staggering around the place trying to pick up the leftovers.
Yeah. Except I said to him, I went, well, rough night last night, because you're clearly wearing the same clothes. And he went, no, I'm going out tonight. These are my clothes tonight. All right, good start then.
Saw him outside smoking a menthol cigarette with a really long holder.
What, noddy?
Yeah. What you got there?
Oh, we were looking at, you know, they found these new elements.
Yeah.
We were helping to name them earlier, oh, yeah. These new elements. So, you know, things like superinjunctionium,
yeah,
which is like two elements that join a third element, but you can't name
them. So will there be a new periodic table?
Yeah. Exactly the thing.
Mm. One's going to be
one's
deadly.
Just coming in here that's just, this is coming from Shuffle, who's a regular listener on Twitter. It says, studentinium. It's an element found primarily in and around producer Dave. That's just coming out. Just on Twitter, I didn't say it. Other ones, British Home Storzium, slash, it's a double element, Dominic Chapellium. It's a rogue element that has no real properties and suggests selling one of the properties to fund the acquisition of the first element, which causes the collapse of British Home Storzium and is now too complicated to understand.
Wow. There you go, mate.
Yep. Well, get that in front of a select committee.
What are you coming up on? What you're having on your thing?
Tony Blair and John Major.
Yeah,
the most boring Prime Minister ever with the sexiest Prime Minister ever. What an unlikely pairing. It reminds me of when Elaine Page and Barbara Dickinson did I Know Him So Well. I'm not saying which is which. But yeah, it's weird that you can almost... I can barely contemplate the two of them stood next to each other again. But they've both been to Northern Ireland to say, you know, if we vote Leave, it will be really horrible here again, and all the peace will be undone. So that's angered some people.
Right. Presumably we'll be talking about that. Other people. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Ed Sheeran's being sued by Matt Cardle's songwriters. That's... Oh, what an insult. I mean, at least get sued by someone good. Imagine that. So that's embarrassing. We'll be talking to a lawyer about that,
good.
See how it might kind of unfold.
Happens a lot, though, doesn't it, that kind of thing? Because was that recent Robin Thicke thing? I don't know that.
Yeah, and then earlier, just a few months ago, because we did it on the show, it was a Stairway. Led Zeppelin being sued by someone. Basically, there's only, 8-9 different arrangements of notes?
Yeah.
I think that's basically it. And so it's a bit unfair because all songs, especially most songs nowadays, are rubbish and they all kind of sound exactly the same. So, I mean, this could happen every day. So Matt Cardle's songwriters are just being pedantic. That's my take on it.
Yep, good. Famously, of course, Bittersweet Symphony came out, didn't it, The Verve, but then had to be re-released with credits for Rolling Stones.
And Oasis had a song that was so similar to, I think, Uptight by Stevie Wonder that they had to... destroy or lock away about a million copies of a CD that it was originally on as an album track, and then re-release the album without that track on it.
Mm. Good knowledge.
Stevie Wonder furious with Oasis.
Yeah.
Weird.
Good.
What else? Yeah, England's brass band are being banned. Because I don't know why, I'll find out on the show, but put it this way, we thought, we'll get someone on who really loves the brass band and is furious about this, and then someone who doesn't like the brass band so much and will say, well, I'm quite glad they're not going to exist. We have hit the phones hard all day. There is no one in England who will lament the demise of the England brass band. We just can't
surely
find
someone
them.
In a brass band, they don't even like what they do.
No, I don't know whether they're being forced into it by the FA, but even they seem behind the band. Nevertheless, we'll talk about it. Basically, what we're not going to get out of this is a debate, so don't expect that.
Sam Delaney with you next on Talk Radio from 4 o'clock. We'll be back tomorrow in the afternoons from 1. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.